Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 147. This is a very special episode because I perfectly timed this question of the week because I knew as soon as I said it, I was going to be joined by Mr. Jason A. Stryker. How you doing?
I thought you just needed someone to fill in.
I wanted
you
to be.
You planned this?
I did plan this.
You really like me?
I do like you. I knew you were going to want to be on this. I'm also here with Mr. Travis Baum.
I like you too, Jason.
Thanks, man.
And across the pond, Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up? And hey. Jason, I actually love you. I just don't like you.
Pretty mutual, yeah. All right,
good. And my name is Christopher Riccio, and this is episode number 147. Today we are talking about specific games that have actually had an influence on the trajectory of our lives. And, you know, that was a planned question by me because I knew that Jason was going to want to talk about it.
Wow was my answer, and that's why I lost my job and my wife.
And you are fired from this podcast. But before we move on to that, Jason, it has been a while, man. How are things?
Very good. The new job is great. Really cool. They're shipping me places, and I'm recording events.
They are shipping me places, man.
I'm getting paid to, like,
to travel,
edit video and edit podcasts and which is, stream stuff. And yeah.
It's more than we could do for you, buddy. I'm sorry.
No, it's good shit. I mean, it's really boring, you know, talking head. You know, it's for, like, bankers and lawyers and stuff like that, but you know it's working with the technology.
Those banking podcasts—they sound—they sound really
dude,
excited.
We had Joey McIntyre of the New Kids on the Block.
Whoa,
one of our shows.
Whoa!
So there.
Oh my
different
god!
Different Joey, but whoa.
Sorry. That see that spike will have to be lowered during editing.
That rise in your pants is gonna have to be lowered too.
That's what she said.
I'm doing really good.
All right, cool. Travis, what's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You asshole have been keeping me busy with, like, the extra life. I mean, we're getting things, you know,
well,
continuing
you
on.
Do,
like,
you do know the real reason that we brought you on to Indus is so you could do all the fucking grunting work because none of us want
to
do it.
To do the talking.
You're an excellent ass kisser.
That's right.
I am really good at ass kissing.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you without your nose brown. It's important to know.
Well, according to the to people on the EA Sports forums, yes, I am very good at kissing ass based on my Madden Grove video. Yeah, but anyway, no, just really really digging in deep with Extra Life. It's getting close. We're like 23 days away from
it. Battle and Brew, baby. It's
yeah,
gonna be
it's
good.
Really really close. So you guys, you start saving the money, start getting ready to donate.
Yeah.
We got some a lot cool of kids stuff. Who need some help and everything, but we're getting that going on. But other than that, that's pretty much it that I can think of just in this business.
Cool. Same yeah, Jason shit. And I have to get together pretty soon and put together one of the things that we're auctioning off for Extra Life.
We might have something really cool lined up for that.
Nice little toy.
I think so.
In talks with someone right now.
I think so. Mr. Jeff Chorney, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
It's good to talk to you. What's going on?
Not much. I'm happy to do something fun this week because this week has been dragging ass. And
oh, really? What you doing?
Well, nothing. Just work, man. And,
oh, okay.
And Monday.
No, what are you
like,
doing? That's fun. That's what we're asking.
The podcast. I guess it's not really that fun.
Wow, that's fun for you. Holy shit!
Well, it shows you how bad my week's been, I guess, or how boring my week's been.
You lead a boring life, Mr. Shorty.
Yeah, no. It started with a work party on a freaking Monday.
What?
And who does that? And
a work party
on a Monday.
Well, it was like a performance like gala thing. You go there and people get like nominated and win. It's like an awards show, and it lasts till about I don't know 10, and drinks are about $10. And,
whoa, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. You got two free drinks and you had to pay for the rest. But then afterwards, we all went out and hit a bar. And you know,
there you go.
Then the party began.
Yeah, exactly. Much cheaper. And then it's like basically riding a hangover until the weekend. So it's fun times. But no, other than that, cool. I bought a move, a PlayStation
you
move.
You did.
I did.
All right.
And I had it
how do I
in my
stop
hands.
On the record thing? How do we?
Just hang up on his ass.
No, just mute.
No, I had it for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then I took it
and then
back.
You got the guilt. You bitched out.
Dude, I got so guilted into bringing it back, it wasn't even funny. And now looking back, I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I did, but then
wasn't
I was
it Twitter
like,
guilt?
It was Twitter guilt. I was talking to, I was talking to Tanya literally that day, and she's like, hey, isn't the move come out today? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you getting it? I'm like, no, I'm going to wait till like there's a game I actually really want for, then I might pick it up maybe if it like really works. And then I went to GameSpot that day and I saw it there on the shelf
like,
and I was like,
the Twit pick just popped up.
Exactly.
I'm at work and I'm like, this son of a bitch.
Welcome to the non-move podcast. No one on this podcast got the PlayStation.
Surprisingly, dude, a lot of people on Twitter told me to take it back. A lot of people I wasn't really I didn't expect to hear that from them. We're like, no, no, take it back. Wait until there's something actually want on it. And there's a few people that were like, no, no, just keep it, man. You're going to buy it anyway. And I was like, yeah. But of course, the seller was Tanya being like, this is ridiculous. Like, you know, we're saving money and you're buying shit that you didn't
want. We just bought plane tickets to Atlanta. And,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You bought Halo.
So
like, you bought the Halo overpriced
Halo,
stick it up your ass
sucker
edition.
Sucker and engine. Exactly.
She's like, does that thing have sex with you?
Yeah.
Because I'm not anymore.
Well, it might be able to have sex with her. Have you seen those things?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But it glows, too. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, but, man.
That would be creepy. You ever do that with, like, a flashlight on your finger or something?
And you can see through it?
I've never tried it. But I wonder if it would work in other applications, too.
I'm just
curious.
Oh, man. Hey? Come over here for a second.
We'll get a test that, later.
Did you order that Pac-Man flashlight? Did you get that?
That would be awesome.
Oh, that would be great.
Waka waka, baby. Waka waka.
That's me, man. That was the last week since we last recorded.
Cool. I'm proud of you for bringing it back.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Not much going on over here. I did discover Swipe this week. Have you guys messed with Swipe on your phone?
No, you told me about it. Sounds cool.
I have a phone with a slide out keyboard, and seriously, for the last week, I have not even touched the slide out keyboard because Swipe is faster and so much easier to use once you get used to it. It's basically you start your finger where the word starts, and you just move your finger around the on screen keyboard, and it throws the word up there for you. It works really, really well.
So is that what's been distracting you this
No,
week?
We're not there yet, dude.
Okay, well, okay. You could have fooled me.
This is just something I want
to
talk about.
You realize he's right there,
I'm geeking
right,
out
Chris,
for
you can
a
smack
second.
Him.
I'm geeking out for a second, all right? I'm talking about something else besides my kid. Can I do that for a fucking change, dude?
Droid Army.
I don't know. Right. Can you?
Ah! Uh-huh.
Oh. Kids.
But yeah, I mean, if you guys have a, I don't know if it's out there for iPhone, but Android users can definitely use it, and it's... Cool. You know, even if you have a slide-out keyboard, I suggest you at least, guys, you give it a shot. It's really pretty fucking cool.
Nice.
But besides that, just work. It's been super busy, and this week has gone by super fast, unlike Jeff. But right now, I think we should say, hey, Jason, you know, it's Indus Fest coming up
Indus
pretty
Fest.
Soon.
Deuce.
Yeah.
Totally is.
How are you enjoying that, man? What do you think of that?
I'm stressed as all fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're, I think we all
a lot
are.
A ton,
I think we all are.
Yeah, a ton of shit to plan. We had something to fall through. We had to talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Well, I mean, we're talking about Indus Fest now, so let's you want to talk about that now?
No.
May as well.
No.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that now.
We
need to wait.
8.1.
Yeah.
All right. So we're not going to talk about that right now.
We're going to wait.
But Indus Fest is happening. People keep signing up, and it is an amazing list of people right now, and it's going to be fun. I'm still working out on my final round challenge. I'm going to say that's what it is right now.
It's going to be awesome. I can't believe how many people are like ready and willing to burst their stomachs.
I know. There's going to be lots of ruptured arteries.
But it's so worth it. It's so tasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Even Aces, too. Aces was conquered by the sandwich. And he's like, you know what? No, I'm training. I'm ready to come back.
Good.
He's going to come back.
Cool. All right. Yeah. So you guys get out there November 5th and 6th. We're going to do November 5th is going to be at North River Tavern. We're going to have some live music. We're going to do some games and lots of beer and other type of alcoholic beverages. And then the next day on the 6th is Battle and Brew. And we're going to be doing even more gaming and not to mention a little live show that we're going to do and a lot more alcoholic beverages.
It's going to be a lot shorter than last year, I promise. Okay.
A lot shorter. This year we are doing
Q&A.
We might brush over what we've been playing and that's it. But that's all we're going to do. So speaking of what we've been playing, hey, Jason.
Hey.
You're the guest, man.
Thanks.
What's distracting
Thanks
you?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Hey, welcome back to the podcast.
Oh, okay. A little Street Fighter, of course.
Of course.
But really only it's True. Actually been, I want to say, 2 or 3 weeks prior to like tonight.
I haven't seen you on Street Fighter in a while.
Has not happened. I've been really, really busy with my PSP Go.
He's too busy.
I gotta go.
And you got it the same way I got mine.
All right, well, have a good night, man.
Pound that, motherfucker.
Nice.
It should be noted that that me and Jason and Travis are in the same room, and this is one of those moments that we're really sad that Jeff lives in Canada. But anyway.
We don't pound each other over Skype usually. Yeah, I got it super cheap on Craigslist. It was used, and Chris was going to give me some money.
I plan on doing that today.
Okay, anyway.
You didn't get raped? No rape?
No, there was no rape involved.
No rape?
You know,
no Craigslist rape. It's, you know, Craigslist rape.
You, for
Christ. Right, you are.
Hey, thanks for the $150 off this nice little machine.
No joke. I absolutely love it, though, especially for the price. You know, it's I got the.
How's Kingdom Hearts?
I want Kingdom Hearts so bad, dude. Now I'm in a bad mood.
Sorry.
Hey, Jeff. I'll give you my PSP 3000. Oh.
Hey, Jeff. Fuck you.
Fuck Disney.
Been playing a ton of Yeez, actually. We got a review copy of that, so expect that sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll be reviewing that within the next couple weeks or so.
But
say it.
Should we just
say it? Just do it.
Wow, Phantasy Star Portable.
Phantasy Star Portable 2.
I'm going to go refill my drink.
I was going to say, I'm going to refill my drink.
Okay, awful intro song. But
yeah, it's almost as bad as Street Fighter 4.
I love it when I'm able to say that, oh my fucking God, they took everything that I hated about the game and just completely
Fixed it.
It's either gone or it's made better.
Yeah.
And they really did. It's like, this is like, so far, it's the ultimate.
Hey, Jason, how do you like upgrading those weapons that never break?
You know what? It never breaks.
It
never breaks.
And how do you like just paying a little bit of money and actually getting bonuses to your stats and shit?
That is sweet as well. How do you like just taking something in your inventory and sending it to your shared storage?
It's awesome. Hey, look, awesome? I'm in the middle of a mission and my inventory's full. So I'm just going to push some shit to my storage.
Do you miss crafting? At all?
I do. No! Fuck no, I don't miss
crafting. Nobody misses crafting because it was fucking awful.
I do love the rare drops.
Rare drops.
And I do love the urgent missions that give you 300% drop rates and 300% experience.
I have yet to hit one, so.
Well, we're going to do that. We're going to hit it.
I know one of my buzzwords is streamlined, but it really, really is. I'm going to start.
Yeah,
it reminds me a lot of the old PSO days. You know, you would just, you know, go to another planet, do a mission, hop back to town for a little bit, go right back into it.
Exactly.
Very much like that. Even the levels themselves, you know. There was a lot of backtracking in like the original like Phantasy Star universe, you know, where you get to a certain point, get a key.
Oh yeah, we talked about this weekend.
Back. Now they're like putting in teleporters, yeah. You know, where the keys are, so you go right back to where you should go. So yeah, very, very streamlined, and it's really accessible.
Yeah, there were a couple of times when like Saturday, Jason and I and our friend John Chibi Knight from VG Evo.
What up, buddy?
We came over to Jason's place and we were playing three player ad hoc Phantasy Star Portable. And there were a couple of times where I was like, oh wait, you guys go ahead. I think we missed something. And I would go back and I would be like, oh no, wait, we didn't miss something. It just teleported us right to where we needed to be.
Right.
And
or we would like
fantastic
have to split that off or something. It's like, okay, this group got on here, this group got on there. And as soon as we're done with our stuff, we'd each take a teleporter and bam.
Back where we started. Yeah. Awesome. One of my favorite thing, the game is more difficult, but they give you tools to adjust your play style to that difficulty raise.
Mm-hmm.
You have dodging and you have blocking, and the perfect block is fucking awesome.
I did not like the roll, the dodge, or the block at first until I realized that, you know, your shield, whenever you do a perfect block, it'll actually like hit the enemy back.
Yeah. And it damages every enemy like that's in a certain vicinity to you too. So I mean, that's huge.
And the roll gives you invincibility. So yeah, they upped, you know, the combat abilities, you know. Not to mention all the drops that you get, because I'm getting like super rare weapons right away.
Oh yeah, it's really cool too, because you get like visually, you know, cool weapons. Mm-hmm. Like, and they're not, you don't have to get like 10 star weapons for them to be something that looks cool.
Exactly.
You know, you're getting B rank weapons and even C rank weapons. Mm-hmm. I mean, can we talk about the shark head?
Oh my God. Okay, it's the shark puppet. It's a claw weapon and it makes a little shark head.
It makes chomp sounds when you
That's
attack.
Cool.
It's fucking hilarious. And it's so seriously, I mean, if you are a fan of PSO, this is the closest that you are going to get in the Phantasy Star universe.
Until PSO2 really comes out. Right?
Until PSO2 comes out.
But. Yeah, that was announced as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
An actual successor to the original Phantasy Star Online.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that last week. Yeah, so.
That's exciting.
But yeah, I mean, I'm really enjoying the hell out of this game. So
Same here. I've played almost nothing but for like the past week.
I can't quite say that, but yeah, right. It's definitely a lot of the issues that I had with all of the previous Phantasy Star Universe incarnations, mm-hmm. They've all been pretty much fixed.
They've fixed all my broken shit, and they made the pacing really good. Like I'd constantly want to play more, you know, because I'm consistently getting new stuff and consistently getting. And it's not just stat upgrades as it was before. You know, it's actual visual upgrades to a lot of the weapons. So
I think the only problem that I have with the game is that you don't level Photon Arts anymore. You have to actually pick up a disc that has a certain level
like
of
old,
Photon
Arts. Yeah, like the old PSO.
Yeah, so I miss the leveling of the Photon
Arts. I can see that. Yeah. I can see that, yeah. I'm with you. There's a few wonky things online, which is, I mean, it's cool.
Overall, it's good, yeah.
Overall, it's pretty good. Yeah. Wi-Fi, man. I mean, Jesus Christ. And then, what else?
I don't know. I mean, we did really well on ad hoc with three people, but when we added the fourth, it was kind of weird.
Somebody may or may not have had a hacked copy.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
And then we did we did online, but we did online all from the same room.
Right.
Because we were trying to get an urgent mission and we never did, and it was a little bit laggy, but it may have been because all three of us were running off of the same internet connection.
But you, me, and Ricky played, and it was fine.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We had some hiccups every now and again.
Yeah, but it was overall pretty good
for a portable system. Hey.
Yeah, I can't complain too much. Yeah, and you're loving the PSP Go and the fact that you can use that DualShock 3 with it.
Yeah, because I really cannot play much on it. Seriously, that nub, dude. My hands cramp. But I mean, you put it in the cradle, man. You can sync a Bluetooth, PS3 controller, and I'm good. Plus, I got the cradle that does the video out. You can buy an additional cable for it.
Can you use that cradle and play Peace Walker with the DualShock?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
I really would like to try that.
Yeah,
I think that'd be pretty sweet.
Do you have Peace? You double dipped for Peace Walker, didn't you?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. No, got the UMD. So.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now you reminded me that I hate the PSP.
You can't burn that thing or something.
Damn it.
There are so many reasons to like the PSP Go, and yet there are so many reasons to hate it.
That was the one big hang-up that I had is lack of a UMD solution. So
yeah,
but everything else, yeah, it's a great piece of hardware. Fun, sleek,
cool,
sexy.
Yeah. If you are a fan of the Phantasy Star Portable 2 is very, very good.
Get it, play with us.
Yeah,
I'm level 40 something.
I think I'm 28.
Somebody's slacking.
We got a buddy on one of our buddies on VG Evo, man. Lala Pants, who's level 110.
Also,
dude
is
he's a machine. Wow. He's a machine.
So it's urgent missions, right?
Yeah, yeah. He said urgent missions, that's where it's at.
All right. We can move on now. I'm good.
What else you got?
I don't know. I'm sure I'll think of something though. I wait until usually somebody's talking and then I interrupt them.
Okay.
Well, I played that too.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Jeff, let's go to you now.
Hey.
What's tracking you this week?
Well, I didn't play my PS, but I did find it.
Hey! So Travis didn't steal it.
Yeah.
No, or the battery dropped it off in the front closet with a bunch of shoes.
So it wasn't the one that you sold?
No, it wasn't.
No, I never sold one. No,
I wanted one of them. I'm like, come on.
And you didn't sell it for dolls. That's good.
Yeah, I happen to find it, so it's sitting right beside me, actually.
Cool.
All out of batteries and stuff. Have to charge it up.
So what are you playing this week, then?
What, this weekend?
This week, then.
Oh, this week, then. I tried out I'll get the sports ball out of the way first, but I tried the NBA Elite demo. 11,
okay. I've been hearing a lot of mixed shit about this game.
Yeah, how's that new new system?
The new controls and stuff?
Yeah.
Basically what they're doing is they're doing to the NBA franchise what they did to the NHL one in, like, I think it was 08, I think it was the first time, or 07, when they basically made it so you're just controlling everything with the two sticks and you're passing with the right trigger. And I don't know, right now I can say I don't like it, but I've only played the demo once, and so I know it takes a while to get used to. But see, NHL is easy to get used to because there's not that many things you do with the right stick. There's, deke left and right, up is shoot, down and up is slap shot, and then, like, certain motions are like snapshots and stuff like that. But with NBA, there's so many things you can do. It's kind of confusing at first. There's so many different kind of motions you can do. It's almost like playing Street Fighter, but you're playing NBA, an NBA game. And it's just kind of weird and awkward at first, I guess. I'm not going to just disregard it now and just be like, no, I'm not. I don't like it. I'm going to give it a couple of weeks of trying out this demo before the game comes out and decide whether I get this or 2K again. But I mean, if it does work, if it does get comfortable, it is definitely kind of innovative and kind of revolutionary for a basketball game.
Now here was the thing we were talking about when this was first announced. Okay, now that you played it, are they still pre-canned animations that seem more fluid?
No, they're way more fluid now, and there are definitely stuff in the game that I have not seen on another NBA Live before, for sure.
Right.
That being said, the demo's not that very long, and a lot of it, like, you can just practice, like, just by yourself with a net, and you can play, like, a little bit of an exhibition game, Lakers and Celtics.
So they don't give you a full game that you would normally play. Like for instance, like, the Madden demo was only 5 minutes long, which is a normal length for, like, playing an online game, because it's usually about five to seven minutes. So how long did it give you for basketball?
I played, I don't know if it was the whole thing, but I just assumed it was going to be the first quarter, like most of them have been, and after the first quarter ended, I basically turned it off. So I don't know, sure. Like, honestly, I didn't wait for it to see if it was going to extend beyond there. But, I mean, it does come with, like, it's, this demo for a demo is not bad, because you get that, you have create a very basic create a player mode, then you have basically the practice mode, which just makes you fuck around with the controls and, like, just yourself with the basketball kind of thing. But the big worry for me about it is I'm afraid that the game is going to turn into a bunch of one-on-one situations because of all the dribbling you can do and all this stuff, where it's just going to be, like, give it to the best player, and you're just basically, you're playing one-on-one against the one defender, and there's not going to be a lot of plays being called or whatnot, because they're going to focus too much on the individual style of the game as opposed to, like, the whole team aspect, because everything is so kind of convoluted. You're going to be thinking about that the entire time and not kind of looking at what else is going on. That's my big worry, but I'll wait and see what happens when I get used to the controls.
Right.
But, I mean, it looked nice. It looks cool. And
So pretty much right now your money's on 2K11 with Jordan.
Right now, because I played the 2K11 demo as well, right now it's still back on 2K. Even though I didn't see that many differences in 2K11 from last year, it still seems to play a little bit better. But not ruling either of them out right now.
God, they got the Jordan. That's the big one.
I know. That's a big thing. That's a big thing.
I don't
thing.
See how EA can stop that. I don't see. Yeah.
What else did I play? Played the... want to hit up Enslaved now? Because I know three of us played it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Go for it, dude.
All right. Well, downloaded that from the European PSN store. And it's made by, of course, Ninja Theory, the guys who made what's it called?
Heavenly Sword.
Can I say it? Can I say it?
Let me say it.
This game is Unchartedly Sword. That's what this game is.
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly
pretty much what it is.
I don't even have to make the jokes anymore.
Excellent. No, yeah, it really is, man. The combat reminded me more of, like, I think Travis said it, Beyond Good and Evil.
Beyond Good and Evil, yeah.
I thought it was more Beyond Good and Evil than Heavenly Sword-ish.
Yeah, the combat style is very similar to Heavenly Sword, but the fact that he's got that spear really reminds me a lot of the Beyond Good and Evil as well.
It's not even a spear, it's a bow staff.
The bow staff.
Yeah. It's like a staff, yeah.
He is the monkey king.
That's right.
The platforming's cool, but I mean, it feels very Uncharted, where basically once you know where you go, it's pretty automatic. It's not automatically like Assassin's Creed where you hold down a button and just move a direction, but it's very like, I know where I have to go, and it's very hard to fuck up.
It's that conditional platforming thing. It shows you where to go, and it's like it adjusts the way it adjusts the animations to like how far you have to jump or what direction you're jumping to.
Like, you just need to be pointing in the general direction to make this impossible jump.
If you're pointing kind of sort of that way, it works out.
And that's why I enjoy Assassin's Creed 2 compared to Uncharted 2, because I like it to where I need to be using my personal skills in this game, because if I mess up...
How is Assassin's Creed using personal skills? You hold down the R trigger
and
you
can still mess
up
a jump and fall down, you know, three stories and hit the street and lose a ton of damage. I like the fact that you need to, you know, use actual skill to jump off right, because there's still like a
I would say a little more skill
exactly.
I don't see skill in either.
It's not exactly skill.
No,
skill
because fucking to me, Uncharted is like automatic. Like, I have never fucked up on the platforming, never, ever, 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 ever. But I do all the time on Assassin's Creed 2, and that, you know, that is an issue. I know Jason's cringing over here. I understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's very... The only time I ever fucked up in Assassin's Creed is when you stop and you want to jump a totally different direction, because that lets you go literally anywhere, whereas this is like Uncharted, where it's only a set path.
But once...
If I knew the path in Assassin's Creed where I wanted to go, I rarely ever fucked up, as long as I was holding down that A button.
But going... No,
exactly. Okay. As long as you're holding down the trigger. The trigger is like the platform button. It does whatever the hell you want it to do.
going back to Enslaved, I found it more like Uncharted because, like, I found it impossible to fail a jump. No matter how long the jump was, it was impossible.
Yeah. You couldn't. I don't think I died once platforming. I definitely did three times.
Before we start talking about the awesomeness of this demo, that is the one opportunity I wish Ninja Theory would have been able to rectify, is that let's use a little bit of skill. Like, us gamer, like, I don't want the only time that I can die being combat. I would like to at least try.
And that's the thing. It's all about how scripted the game is. And there's a lot of scripted moments in this demo where, you know, the flying vehicle plane thing, I don't even know what the hell you would call it.
Yeah, I think it's flying the slave through, carrier or whatever.
Yeah, the slave carrier is flying through New York and runs into the Statue of Liberty and runs into a building, and you know, it's very, very, it's all very scripted.
Which was mind blowing, by the way. Like, you don't even know you're in, like, you're in New York.
Yeah,
until
all of a sudden,
happens.
All of a sudden, you see the torch of the Statue of Liberty. It's like, oh shit, I'm in New York. So, it's
a very Planet of the Apes.
I know
it was. Yeah, it was very reminiscent of that. Yeah,
it's like Planet of the Apes and the Legend
except
of the
now
Monkey
you
King
have
altogether.
Monkey King and Noriko.
Yeah, Monkey King and Noriko.
I am really,
that
really
girl
excited.
Looks exactly like Noriko.
I'm really excited to see how, because these two characters are completely different.
Yeah, they
are. I really hope Ninja Theory.
The interaction between the two of them is going to be interesting.
I hope Ninja Theory does a good job there.
And Andy Serkis is playing Monkey, apparently.
Nice.
Too, so.
Well, that's a
Ninja
win.
Ninja Theory brought him back. So I guess there's a relationship there between.
And those really cool facial animations that they.
Oh, they're,
you know,
awesome.
Start
is anyone.
Really
can Heavenly, can I, Heavenly Sword on. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I want to hear what you were going to say first.
I was going to say, was Heavenly Sword on Unreal 3?
No.
Unreal
it's their
okay,
own
that's
engine.
What surprised me. This is on Unreal Engine 3, and they made the facial expressions just as good
well,
as they were.
Well, that's probably
Heavenly
a
Sword.
Whole different like system.
Yeah, they probably that's took Unreal cool. Engine 3 and kind of modified it to use what they use for the facial animations.
Yeah.
But, okay. Let me talk about my issues with this demo, because... I thought the gameplay was really fun. I thought the combat was pretty fun. I like the fact that there's not only like a regular attack and a heavy attack, but there's also like this wide swing and this shock attack that you get a chance to take advantage of. So that made it a little bit interesting to me. But I saw so much screen tearing, and I saw a lot of choppiness, and there was a lot of
the same stuff you saw in Heavenly Sword.
Yeah, and one of my biggest problems with Heavenly Sword is that like the voice acting wasn't in sync with the animation on the screen, and they still haven't fixed that shit. It still happens. It's like, why is she talking? Her lips aren't moving. I don't get it. You know, and I don't know. I really feel like the game needs to be polished some more.
That always takes me out of the movie when.
Take you out of
the movie.
It's funny that you say that, because post Uncharted 2 for a PS3 exclusive, that shouldn't be the case. Like, we
shouldn't
be seeing
this.
This
isn't a PS3 exclusive, though.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I think it's lead platform PS3, but it's not an exclusive. It's coming out on 360 as well.
Okay, I thought Ninja Theory was just straight up.
Not anymore.
PS3. No, they went.
This is actually published by Namco.
Namco just recently, it wasn't even that long ago when they picked it up.
Right.
Okay.
So that's kind of, who knows? Like, I heard another podcast talking about it. They got like review copies. I think it was like Werewolf M or something. And they didn't have such great things to say about the final version, but you know, wait and see what happens. See when the reviews come out, I guess.
In reality, I thought the gameplay was a lot of fun. You know, I thought the concept was really cool. I am a big fan of the Uncharted style of gameplay, and I know other of us are not, but I like that mixed.
Oh, that's me!
Oh my gosh! And you happen to be on the podcast right now. Ooh! But I like that with this style of combat, where it's, you know, where he's using the bow staff, and it's got more of that Beyond Good and Evil and Heavenly Sword type of combat. So
I'm hoping there's a lot of the co-op like eco type shit in it, because I mean, you're with the girl and the dude, and you know how they show like after you've done the demo goes through a whole bunch of gameplay footage.
Yeah,
there's very little of the female part where you're helping her up and she's doing stuff while you're doing other stuff, and I want to see how they incorporate the two characters, because
apparently
right now,
there's a lot of interaction between the two of them during gameplay. That's if I remember what they were talking about at E3 when we were there. You know, they talked how she does play a major role in the gameplay of the game.
Okay, good.
So I'm hoping that's the case, because that would actually set it apart and make it different from the other games that we're talking about. It would make it something besides Unchartedly Sword.
Because that's like the new hotness with these third person games now, is that okay, let's give this person a partner and let's really have them connect. And even like one of the first big games was The Last Prince of Persia, the cel shaded one. And that like even still, like that just didn't I didn't feel like, okay, this partner is important to me as it was like with Eco. And I'm sad to think that
I can't even compare it. That's the problem I'm having right now, is because I automatically make that same like that same comparison with Eco, but I didn't play all the way through Eco. So
I didn't play all the way through it either.
I played the first stage and said, I'm really annoyed with this bitch. Can I stop playing this game? I mean, seriously, do I have to hold her fucking hand the entire time?
But now we're like technology is like improved and where these types of games can, you know, be more enjoyable. Like, and people are trying it more and more, and this game's doing it too, and I really hope they strike. I'm just worried that the next time that we can really enjoy a game where you have a partner, like a true partner, is The Last Guardian, when you have to partner up with this huge beast. Like, that's, like, because, like, no game has ever been able to do that for me yet. Personally. Yeah. Not for me. Nothing.
Well, this is on my radar now. I mean, I'm more than likely going to buy this
game.
No,
I'm torn because I mean, it and Castlevania are out at the same time. And
Castlevania is definitely the better buy, I think. And I'm not saying that just because I'm a Castlevania fan. I'm saying that because Ninja Theory is known for not making very long games. Castlevania is going to be a 20-hour game, from what I understand.
Really? So, 20 hours?
I'd be surprised if it's actually 20. That's probably with getting everything, though. Yeah. And that's typical, like, PR. It's 20 hours if you fucking find every little coin that's hidden in all the levels or something.
All I know is that, you know, they said that they didn't reuse any assets or anything like that, and that's why it's two discs on 360. So,
well, hey, it's actually 20.
And people were bitching about that, but you know what else was two discs? Mass Effect 2. So I don't see why people were bitching about that.
Yeah, and that was kind of annoying when you had to switch back and forth.
I have to get my ass up on the couch.
That didn't bother me. What? That does not bother me. I've been doing that since the PS1. It does not bother me one bit. So why are people bitching?
What game did you have to go to disc 2 and then back to disc 1 and then back to disc 2?
Oh, Chris, you said last time that this only happens when you're trying to backtrack to get a certain.
And that's
to basically collect everything.
And that's true.
So we're talking like playing from A to B. To the end of the game, apparently you don't have to do that.
You switch once.
Yeah, you switch one time.
And that's fine. And I'm not saying that. Okay, we're on a totally different topic, and I wasn't trying to do that.
It doesn't bother.
It doesn't matter one way or another. It's not a huge deal, but you know, the point I was trying to get across is if you're trying to get one or the other, I would probably get Castlevania.
True that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would too. Yeah, Enslave is a total rental for me right now.
Yeah. Production values are awesome, though. It's a good, you know, looks cool. Very cinematic. But anywho, moving
on. Very cinematic, still needs a lot of polish.
Yes, which is scary because it's out, like, what, next week? 2 weeks?
That's cool.
It comes out October. It comes out on the same day as Castlevania.
Yeah, right. Awesome. And, of course, a lot more Halo Reach, which we won't go into too much detail now because, I mean, Travis and I did a little spoiler thing, but I don't know. But
which we will probably release separately, depending on how long this show is.
Yeah,
exactly.
For the win.
Oh yeah, Jason can get in here. He played some Halo Reach.
I played some Halo Reach.
Whoa,
he did. So, he did play some.
Drop some bombs on us, dude.
Yeah, we went to. Wow, somebody's like. Oh my god! Wow. Okay, that's my wife over there. She bought Halo Reach. I just played 2 hours. Okay, there we're done.
No. Hey, it's a first-person shooter. We're done.
You like the campaign so far? How's the campaign for you?
Campaign is all right. Yeah, it's very fast paced and
you shoot a lot of stuff.
Shooting, yeah. not a lot of drive, I guess, but they just throw enough shit at you that it's like, you know, just keep playing. You know, there's no downtime in it, so it's like, you know, constant influx of action, which is great. You know, and it's really pretty as well.
It's very pretty.
Makes some great use of like matte paintings in the backgrounds and stuff.
Yes.
It's a pretty game.
That gets better.
Does it really?
But
I've seen some screenshots and videos of stuff towards the end of the game, and I'm like, that actually makes me want to play it a little bit more.
Just to see the shit?
Yeah, for real.
So, yeah. The set pieces they put you in are really, really amazing.
The first thing and probably the most important thing I want to say about Halo is that like the multiplayer options are just fucking phenomenal, you know? And I really, really give them kudos for all of that. And Just that alone makes me want to get into the game. I'm absolutely horrible at first-person shooters, Halo included. So, and it's extremely frustrating for me to fucking play.
Yeah.
But the best was when we were over here on Saturday playing Phantasy Star, and we were watching Lisa play Halo. It was hilarity ensued. That's all I'm going to say.
Was it the night that we were playing Rockets Only? Was it that
no,
night?
No, she wasn't playing online. She was playing the campaign version.
Okay,
right. She still hadn't
played. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was later on.
She screamed.
Awesome. And she loves
heads around her.
And the best part is she talks to her AI character as well. I seriously thought that she was...
stupid son of a bitch.
I seriously thought that she was playing multiplayer and that she was talking to Kat from Sisters in Gaming. And... No, there just happens to be an AI character named Kat. She's like, Kat, what the fuck are you doing?
We thought that she was talking trash to the fucking 13-year-olds on Xbox Live. No, just the AI characters. But no, more about my wife. You know, a lot of the ladies around the VG Evo podcast network, Indus in particular, EDP as well, have been, you know, they're the lady friends.
They are playing to Halos.
To Halos.
A lot of to Halos. So, Kelly from EDP, especially.
Kelly
she's like
is huge on that
she's
show,
been,
man.
She's getting
big
really
into
good
it, man.
Well, you know, she played Borderlands to completion, man. She,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually, when we went down to visit, we showed, Crystal and I showed up at her house as she was beating Halos. As she was beating Borderlands, she was fighting the vagina monster as we showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and can we say about Halo, Chris, that you'll be happy to know that the part where there is the space combat, it is good. It's not tacked on, and it's pretty much the entire level.
Yeah, and it's simulation, right? It's not arcadey.
It's arcadey.
See, I heard really it was bad. Wing Commander-ish.
No, it's Wing Commander-ish.
See, I consider that kind of simulator-ish. It's like simulator
picture. No, picture.
I would say it's Warhawk in space.
No, it's for sure. Okay. Chris, picture Wing Commander, but in a third person perspective.
Dude, have you played Wing Commander?
No,
get out
do
of
not
the pocket.
Listen to him. No.
Yeah, no. I'm serious. No.
No, Chris, dude, do not listen to Travis. Okay. It's
I played
not like
two Wing
Commanders
and Privateer.
Lisa is saying it's Warhawk.
Yeah, it's more Warhawk than it is Wing Commander.
Okay, I'll
sure.
give you that. I'll give you that.
It's like Wing Commander is actually a pretty deep. Well, you can't really sim space combat because it doesn't exist. But I mean, it's like it's pretty.
It does
simmy.
Exist. No, we just haven't gotten in there yet.
Okay, it comes down to you have missiles and machine guns, and you move the ship around and you shoot at shit. That's basically what it comes down to.
They do it sounds like fun to me.
They do a cool thing.
No, it is a lot of fun. It is really good.
Hey, but can I just say that I was about. I want you guys to know that I'm making a very small space.
Penis size.
Yeah, you guys will not appreciate the sight gag that we have going on right now. Oh,
okay. Anyway, I was this close to buying Halo this week. I went into Walmart, and Walmart still had their $20 gift card thing. And I was
really?
Like, maybe I'll buy it. No, I'm playing too much Valkyria 2 and too much Phantasy Star 2. So I kept away from it for now. But I will say that more than anything, what entices me about buying Halo right now is the fact that all four of us could play together.
Yes.
And
yeah,
we've done that once now with Castlevania.
We had
and
a good
it
time.
Was a fucking blast.
We had a
and
good time.
That is what's going to make me buy Halo. And I will buy it eventually. Hopefully. I can't see spending the money on it.
Right.
I can't see it.
No hate.
Understandable.
I'm gonna take
hopefully,
check it out, man.
Hopefully, I'll eventually get it. But you know,
my personal say to you is, you buy the game, I will clear my schedule. We will, you know.
Hey,
we'll
pound that shit.
I'm with
pound
you.
It.
I'm with you. I will hop in on that as well.
All right.
I'll put down the Street Fighter.
Whoa!
I will.
Did you guys hear that? Let's mark the time
that.
And date.
So,
it is
we're just doing this like one night.
10:13.
Yeah, we'll do one playthrough like a Sunday. The entire campaign. One sitting.
I mean,
yeah,
seriously,
we could probably
I
get
do
through
really
it
want to play it with you guys.
I just
I can't see putting in the money right now. What else you got, Jeff?
Besides the awesome to Halos,
The semi awesome Enslaved.
I enjoy well it, that went from off my radar to possibly getting. I'm gonna wait for reviews, but actually, I think a rental might be best just because it is Ninja Theory. So. Yeah.
Well,
but it impressed
you bought
me.
The move, so you've proved that you'll pretty much buy anything.
he did return move, Jason.
True,
he did return
true.
It.
After
return.
A lot of peer pressure. Though.
No, that all that taught me was never tweet anything I buy anymore. I'm just going
to
yourself.
Exactly. You won't even open it until it's cool.
The only way anybody's going to ever know forever. About games that Jeff's played is if they listen to this podcast.
Exactly.
And then by then, it's pretty much a week too late.
So I borrowed Enslaved from a friend on release week. But yeah, that's about it, man.
Cool. All right, Travis, why don't you do your thing, man?
Okay, yeah. So Halo, we talked about that. I will say one quick thing. Jeff's going to hate me for saying this. After about a good week and a half of playing this game multiplayer, if you want to hear our thoughts about campaign, you know, listen to our spoiler show. But multiplayer-wise, I got to say, I like Call of Duty.
I haven't really talked about it.
I like Modern Warfare 2 better, man.
That's cool.
I like
it
better.
I would hate you for that, dude. I like Call of Duty and I like Halo.
I don't know, man. Like it.
Travis.
I think it's just mainly
I
the
see
whole...
Bobby Kotick's nuts on your chin, dude.
No, fuck him. Don't do that, dude. All right. I really, really. I really enjoy like real time damage. Like boom, 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 you're dead. Not okay. Your shields are gone. Okay, finally, you're dead. I can
appreciate that though. I suck.
I know, and that's the thing. It's really, like when you suck at first person shooters, the shield is your favorite thing in the world.
And I get that, but like I was sitting there talking to the guys, and I'm like, I'm really, really better at Modern Warfare, and it's because like all you need is a few good shots on a guy, and that's my big thing. Like my favorite weapon in Halo is the DMR because it's a precision weapon. But the thing is, that precision weapon still needs about a good 7 shots before someone's down and
suck.
Out. No, fuck
DMR,
that. No
DMR 3 headshots drops them. 2 to drop the shields, 1 to drop them.
Okay, well guess what? 2 body shots with a precision weapon drop somebody in Call of Duty, and that's what I did.
Because you're shooting a human, and it's not science fiction. Come on,
exactly. Man. And I like that better.
Jesus,
I like that better.
More importantly, how can you tell with Bobby Kotick what's balls and what's ass and face? I mean, really.
He's just one, well, like,
he's
gelatinous.
One giant penis. Anyway.
He's a gelatinous blob of cock.
Of cock.
And no one likes that. No one likes that. Wow. Did we just say that?
Oh, I should say
hey,
we
Bobby,
had our first,
I really like once you're done with your scrotum underneath your lips. There.
We did have our first Halo Reach around Sunday last week.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, pretty big
go?
Success.
It was real
that was
fun.
A full, basically full room for a few hours.
Yeah,
and with
that's
people
cool.
getting like
that's
you know cool. we had to like
you know what you know what I thought was in. Funny. What I thought was funny was that you guys had you know you had in this Reach around Sunday, and all of a sudden there was like. Like Game Crashers had an in like a reach Sunday or a reach day, and then EDP had a reach day, and then like everyone was had a
oh,
fucking
really?
Reach day.
Oh really?
Yeah, excuse to play more Halo.
Yeah. It's like anyway, I just thought it was funny.
Well, the other things that I've been playing have not been on consoles. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of PC.
Oh no!
Holy
this
shit!
This one I refill my drink.
Talk to me.
Okay. Episode 2 of The Silver Lining, a.k.a. King's Quest IX, came out, and oh my god, they made it better. Not only
his
did
his tights even tighter.
His tights are even tighter. Not only did they release Episode 1 and 2 together, but they patched everything, so there's better animations. It just works better. You can double-click to make them run. That was a big, big deal in Episode 1. You couldn't run. So, like, walking from point A to point B, some of the maps are really big, so it just took forever.
Right.
Well, they patched that up, so it was really good. But seriously, guys, I'm going to say it again. If you ever like King's Quest, if you really want to get in on more of that nostalgia, it's really, really good. But not only – it's not one of those issues where, okay, I like it because of nostalgia. It still is a good game. Graphically, yes, it is stuck back into like maybe like 2003, but it's fine. It's King Quest. It doesn't need to look pretty. It just needs to look good enough, and it does. Phoenix Online did a great job there. It honors what Roberta Williams built with her two bare hands, and it is very, very good.
Respect.
So check that out. Respect. Yeah, absolutely. Again, Halo, we played a lot of that. Now, again, on the PC, guys. I jumped into Lotro. Lord of the Rings Online for free. Yeah, it's
you role play a hobbit in real life though. I
no, it's yeah.
Oh god.
God, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
There's nothing but love on this podcast, baby.
Number love. Anyway, yeah, it literally is World of Warcraft. I've jumped up maybe like 4 or 5 levels, and it is literally free World of Warcraft. If you want to play World of Warcraft and not pay a cent, play Lotro.
Yeah, they just made this free for everyone, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Scott was pimping last week. So.
Yeah, and I listened to that too, and now was the reason why I jumped into it. So he's like, hey, you know, guys can play. But here's the deal. I don't dig WoW. And that was the problem with it. So I'm probably not – I'm just going to uninstall it. It's just not – what I really look for in a game, MMO-wise. But there is something that I look for in an MMO, and that is what Vindictus offers. And oh my god.
Vindictus. Nexon, we're sucking your dick yet again.
And can I – let me tell you why.
Line, motherfucker.
I even wrote this down. Okay.
Number.
I'm going to write this down. This is the console's take on MMOs, and this is why I really, really, really dig this game. When you plug up a controller and, you know – yeah, when you plug up a controller and play this game with a controller, it is a third-person, beat-em-up, 3D MMO, and it works. Sometimes I do wish I was still playing Dungeon Fighter because I really love that 2D beat 'em up. But this game is so, so good in 3D, and it's really, really good. And a lot of the things you can do, like grabbing people, like, it's really a robust combat system. Like, it really is.
It's not just mash one button, definitely.
Yeah, because, I mean, you actually have two attack buttons. You have a grab button, and then with the grabs, you have a couple of a few things you can do with the grab. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff. I'm still pretty new in the game, so there's a lot of things that I don't really understand what they do. The art is beautiful. Like, the art's really, really nice. I'm actually kind of engulfed in the story.
Really?
Like, I don't know. Like, I've never done it. Even with DFO, I never really cared about what was going on in there.
There's no story in Dungeon Fighter.
But with Vindictus, I really am kind of like for instance, you started off like being in this mercenary guild, and one of the guys, like the second in command of the mercenaries, hates the Royal Guard. But it's like, okay, well, you know, you just kind of like getting into like three or four like missions in, like this guy hates it, and like you have a choice, like join the Royal Guard or help the Royal Guard or kind of not. I'm kind of in the world, and I think it kind of helps that I like consoles, and I'm not really into like MMO like PC games like World of Warcraft. I don't know. Vindictus is just really, really for me. Whereas Lotro is not. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Vindictus is really approachable in that respect.
Indeed.
Yeah, approachable is a good word. It is really good. And I'm just glad my laptop. Yeah.
It's a great hyphenated word.
Fun as shit.
That works too. Fun as shit.
Yeah. Whatever. But Vindictus is really good. I can't say right now I like it better than Dungeon Fighter. I know you were saying it was your favorite free MMO. I can't say that for myself right now, but I'm like level 6, so I'm not really.
I didn't say it was my favorite. I said it was the best one.
No, overall. I listened to the episode today, buddy. You said it was your favorite free MMO to date.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
They're both damn good. So
yeah, they are great. So yeah. Looking at my list, that is it for me. That's all I've been playing.
I prefer the term action MMO.
Action MMO.
Yes.
Okay. Action MMORPG. That works.
It's not much of an RPG. Not much of an RPG.
No, it's not.
Whatever. It works. It's fun. That's the point.
It's good shit.
Yes, it is. All right. Let me get through my shit real quick.
Do it.
So, I could talk forever about Valkyria Chronicles 2, but I'm not going to.
It's really fun.
We've done it 3 weeks in a row.
There we go. No, I haven't. 2 weeks in a row so far. The week before that was Valkyria Chronicles 1. All right. But I'm going to say this. All right. So far, I've put 35 hours into this game.
Ouch.
35 hours. I'm on month 5 out of, I think, 12.
Wow.
So it's much larger than the first one. The other thing I'm going to say is that, honestly, I really think this game is on my Game of the Year list. I mean, we'll find out in December when...
G-O-D-Y.
But, yeah, I mean, PSP this game on my Game of the Year. Dude, it's September.
Wow.
Not only that, it's the end of September.
First day of fall.
It is the first day of fall.
And it's not cold.
No, it's not. It's still fucking 90 degrees. The other thing I was going to say is that, and I know that Scott mentioned this on his show too, Scott and I have a VC2 email thread going back and forth. It's just me and him talking, and that's it.
Aren't you guys cool?
And it's over 100 messages now. That's how much
rolled Gmail once already. Wow.
We rolled Gmail just the two of us, and that just shows how much we are enjoying this game, and you know, we're sharing strategies and we're doing that kind of thing.
That's really cool, buddy. Don't worry.
Jeff hates the Valkyria talk. I've got to say.
Actually, I was just literally doing that because I just had a sip of my drink.
No. Irregardless. Irregardless.
Is that a word? Is that a word?
Could we?
I don't think it is.
I think it is. I like it.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's a Travis word. It's fine.
It's like y'all.
Let's talk about a couple other games. PS3. I broke out. I downloaded some shit a couple days ago. And one of those things was Lara Croft. Not actually out. Lara.
Thank you.
Lara Croft. And it's not actually out yet. It comes out next week. But there was a little fuck up by GameSpot. Yeah, they had a they were doing a beta invite, and they were giving out codes, and the code actually gave you the full download.
Right.
So I actually somehow I got the full game, and I'm not complaining about it. But Jeff, you're right. They have improved it a lot, and it's pretty fun. Yeah,
cool.
It's like I'm still a little iffy on the control, because the control requires you to have your thumb on the right stick and to use the buttons at the same time, and that's one of the things that kind of gets me. But overall, they did a pretty good job in making it accessible and making it making the situations so that you're battling at one point, and then you know you don't have to battle and then dodge like spears coming at you at the same time. So, you know, they did a good job of, like, pacing it that way. Overall, it's so far it's a pretty good game. I've only gone through, like, the first stage or so, and that's about it.
Is the co-op still pretty much bullshit, or it's like, oh, there's a ledge. Like, haven't, we help you up it.
Haven't even tried it
yay,
yet.
Yay, co-op.
Yeah. Co-op, I think the single player is modified by using a spear to climb walls.
Yeah,
well, no, that's like, it's basically modified. The co-op's more than here's a thing. It's in co-op. There's the two characters, and the abilities you get as Lara, single player, she basically only has half those. The other character has the other abilities.
I thought that was
so. In other words, she doesn't have the spear, and she can't throw it into walls.
She doesn't have the spear.
Jump on it.
she doesn't have. No, dude, it's. I don't know. Also, the levels are different when you're playing co-op.
Oh, okay.
They're not all the same.
Yeah, I haven't tried the co-op.
They're actually adjusted,
yet.
So it is more than just like here's a ledge, here's whatever. Like it'll be stuff like hey, this only Lara can get up to this part, while the other dude goes and fucks off. Like that's what it seems to be kind of like.
Yeah. A Lego game.
Well, what do you expect? Like, you want to jerk the guy off or something while he's doing something?
Sure. I mean, I'm paying like $15 for it.
What else is co-op?
Like half that price. Anyway.
But
I can't wait for
it's much improved from E3, and I was surprised at how much it was improved considering E3 was just a few months ago. I was enjoying it. The other thing I was going to say is that I downloaded the Blade Kitten demo.
Oh, okay. Bated breath on this side here.
What?
I really want this to succeed.
I did not like it.
Just for all those.
I did not like it. I really like the style of this game. I really like the idea of the combat, because you know she's got this like floating sword that has its own life to it or whatever, and she can, you know, you can do close up combat, and you can actually make it, you know, go into ranged combat as well.
Oh,
and
who doesn't like that?
All that other stuff, but. In reality, it was the platforming was too floaty, and it was just a situation where it just didn't feel natural.
What's the problem? You loved Little Big Planet.
But Little Big Planet was based on real physics, and this is not.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's much different. But she can, like, she can.
Cat ears?
She can, yes, because she has cat ears, Jason. she can climb walls and, like walk on the ceiling, like kind of swing on the ceiling and stuff like that. So that's kind of an interesting turn on the whole platforming bit. And you know, they've got like a little bit of platforming puzzles and stuff like that in there, but
any painting shots?
I don't remember. I wasn't really paying attention.
You would know. You would
Can
know.
You just hold the A button the entire time and just never die? Like just you
like
you
Assassin's
make
Creed?
Jump?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Much. Yeah. But
game of the year. That's why you didn't like it, right?
Pretty much. It was too easy. Overall though, I just felt like it wasn't, you know, the platforming wasn't, it didn't feel right. It just
wasn't
didn't
real
feel
solid.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't real solid. So, I mean, I enjoyed the combat though. I mean, I thought that the style,
so platforming was,
the platforming so, was a little iffy.
All right. So percentage wise, you know, platforming to combat, how much?
I would say there's more platforming than combat.
Really?
Okay. That's the thing. But yeah, I mean the aesthetics are great, and I mean I really like the character. But the one of the other things is that this is an episodic game, apparently.
Yeah, there's a second part.
So yeah, there's going to be several iterations of you paying $10-$15 for this game. So I think I'm going to pass. Yeah,
I think I'm with you on that. Yeah, just out of principle.
Yeah.
You know,
what's it called?
Blade Kitten.
Yeah, I'm going to pass too. Last time I checked, I have a penis.
He just doesn't use it very
that
often. That's why
mom?
He doesn't like bike hunting.
Okay, sorry. I'm not allowed to make the jokes anymore. Sharp, pointy things in his
that
mouth.
That is it for me. It's time for some news. I don't
Who's
know if anybody
news?
Has anything. I mean, should do we have any news? I mean, there was
Milo
there was
might
a
have been
lot.
Canceled.
Who
gives
a Who gives a shit? Oh, wait. There's going to be a Fable Connect. Who gives a shit? Two of them.
This says to me is Milo never actually worked.
Milo's son likes Half-Life 3 better than Fable 3.
Oh, son, won't you tell Gabe Newell what you want? Won't you give me my Half-Life 3? Please, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I don't know what.
That's what happened
to
today,
say.
Guys. That's what happened today.
What am I supposed to say? You know what is happening, though?
What is happening?
Our hot girlfriends are, like, making out.
They are. That's right.
We're in the corner. Right.
Yeah.
Capcom.
And level five.
Oh, shit.
They are working
under the covers, behind the scenes.
I'm hot right now. I don't know about you guys.
That's pretty exciting shit, dude. I'm excited about
that. That could be really cool.
That is pretty cool.
Because, you know, I mean, I love level five, and I do love me some Capcom, and I know you're kind of the same way in reverse order.
Yeah, exactly. I love
some
Capcom level five.
I'm going to pound that shit right there.
Pound it.
Let's let them pound it. Let's just watch.
I want to see them pound it all night long, man.
What could come from this, though? Like you're excited about it. What could come from it?
It's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be an RPG of some sort.
Professor
it's
Layton,
be.
Fighting game. Fighting game. Yeah, there we go.
Professor Layton Fighter.
MVC4. I see Professor Layton.
Professor Layton is an MVC4. There you go.
Nice.
No, I mean, level 5 is pretty much, is almost all RPGs.
Yeah.
So there's going
to
be...
Actually, Capcom's going to take White Knight Chronicles and say, let me show you how to make a game.
Let me show you how to make it good. Let me show you how to make it so that it doesn't just satisfy the hunger of like 3 people. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see what they come out with. So we'll see what happens.
They're like looking at each other, like, "Hey,
baby, how you doing? Hey, Mr. Capcom,
I like the way you work it.
It's like Paul Abdul and that cartoon cat.
Opposites do attract.
Yes, they do. Yeah. What else we got for news? Anything?
That's all I got.
You don't have anything?
I like how we started off with the Who Gasp first.
Who?
A nice little change of pace.
Jeff, you got anything, buddy?
Nah, that was basically it, man.
Slow news week. So we're going to take a break.
Yeah, not much.
Yeah.
And after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about games that have influenced our lives. And then we're going to do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week, and then get the fuck out of here. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Oh, man. Hard day at work. Whew. What's on TV?
Are you stuck at a dead-end job and feel as if the weight of the world is on your shoulders?
Yeah.
Are you sick and tired of traffic, healthcare issues, and sending your Xbox in for Red Ring repairs?
Yeah.
Do you also suspect your wife is having an online affair because of your inability to please her sexually?
What?
Well, you deserve a Hoogass Brown Ale. Let its rich, creamy character and sweet, sweet honey taste bring you a mild inebriation that helps transport you to a better state of mind. Only Hoogass gives you the power to forget your problems, urinate in public, and yell, "You don't know me, you don't know anything about me," at the top of your lungs. So go grab yourself a Hoogass, because at the end of the day, really, who gives a shit?
Some bitch, I gotta give me a drink.
Remember, the Gamer Cave Brewing Company encourages you to drink responsibly.
And welcome back.
Jeff's gonna say you welcome back.
I'm sorry, what?
Damn you, Jeff! Fuck up everything! God! Today,
like another day.
Today we posed a very difficult question of the week to you guys, and I understand that it was a very difficult question of the week.
It's an open-ended question.
Yeah, it's pretty tough for some people because not everyone has the gaming ties that we have. And the question of the week was, what single game has had a direct or indirect effect on the trajectory of your life? And I honestly think we got more responses than I had expected. This is a really tough question. So I'm going to pass the show to Travis. I've got one voicemail, but I'm going to let Travis do a couple of emails first. And Travis, why don't you take it away?
I do have a little story to share. I have actually sort of shared this on an episode of Amplified Gamers a while back. So if anyone heard this, this might sound familiar. But I thought I would share it again anyways. Brace yourself. This might be a long one. And yes, that is what she
That's
said.
What she said.
Nice.
Anyway, the game or game franchise.
Penis length. I get it.
Exactly, right?
Okay. All
right. Funny. That's funny.
Love you, Jason.
It is funny. Anyway, the game or game franchise that has been the biggest impact on my life is definitely Silent Hill, or more specifically, the music of Silent Hill. Before the release of the original Silent Hill, I was a big Resident Evil fan. In fact, I loved and was obsessed with horror games in general. I remember that the week it was released, I was in grade 10, and he's in Canada. I was in grade 10, and it was going to be a trip to Florida. And my father was going to pick up my copy.
Fuck you.
My father was going to pick up my copy I had reserved while I was gone. Don't get me wrong, I love the trip, but all I could think about was getting home and playing Silent Hill. Finally, the trip ended, and we drove the entire way home to Ontario, and arrived around midnight. Then I stayed up all night and played through the entire game. So right away, this marked my first time I would ever do that.
That's cool.
I did love the game, and to this day, it's my favorite franchise. However, it would be the music of Akira Yamaoka that would prove to have the biggest impact. Prior to release of the game, there was an issue of the OPM, the official PlayStation magazine, that contained a Silent Hill trailer. And in that trailer was a song called She. From that first time I heard it, I was obsessed with it and would rewatch constantly, even to the point of hooking up the VCR to my PlayStation and recording it onto a blank VHS.
That's impressive.
Just so I could re-listen without using my console. By the time the game was released, all the game music was in the game and had an equal impact and were subsequently added to my VHS tape.
Awesome. Wow.
That's really cool.
Yes.
That is really cool.
Over the years of the music of Silent Hill has established itself as a definitive part of my music listening. I have collected and imported every iteration of every soundtrack I could find over the years, about 9 so far.
Good shit,
and
buddy.
Each was just like my favorite band and was releasing their favorite or their new album. And I am forever hunting the internet for any variation or unreleased track I can find. The music also had a huge impact on my taste of music and broadened it quite a bit. Beforehand, I was only into hard rock and heavy metal, but suddenly I could appreciate all kinds of music. It was also a big inspiration on me learning to play guitar and tinker with the piano just to learn the music. I even incorporated into my band, and I was in a few years ago. Even though nobody knew what it was, I used to entertain between songs or sets. I even did what I never really wanted to do and put a couple of YouTube videos up a couple of years ago, and it was a bit awkward, and I haven't done it since. He gave us some examples and everything, but that is from our buddy, Better Tomorrow, Jeff.
Awesome.
Good thanks, man.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff with a J.
What I was hoping for. Cool. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Cool.
Good stuff.
Silent Hill does have a really good music.
Yeah, it kind of grabs you. It triggers an emotional impact. You know, that's kind of way I think about the way Silent Hill does their music. So
yeah,
a lot of good stuff. That too.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna change genres. Next email. Sean Recupido says FIFA 07 changed my life.
Oh wow!
I was a senior in high school taking an accounting class. I really didn't give a shit, and there was this guy who would play a FIFA 07 on his PSP during class, and I would watch him. I eventually downloaded the demo on the 360, and I must have played it 1,000 times before buying the game. It was World Cup year, so I figured that if the video game sport was this good, then the real thing must be just as awesome. I had never really seen a game played properly until that year. And I'd always thought of soccer as a sport where little kids just chase the ball to get their exercise quota. Ever since, I've been a huge soccer fan, and I'm even thinking of purchasing season tickets for my local MLS team next year.
Wow, nice.
I gotta say, I got into soccer games this year, too, and they're pretty damn awesome.
who is that from again?
That's from Sean Recupido.
Sean, thank you. That's pretty awesome because I honestly, all right, I'm going to say this right now and I'm probably going to get thrashed for it, but I do love to watch the sport of soccer. And I think a lot of people are like, oh my God, pussy sport. Yeah, don't use your
Why
hands
would you get
whatever.
Thrashed for that, dudes?
I don't know. I think because I live in America. Exactly. Because I live in fucking America. And nobody in America likes soccer because you don't use your hands. It just happens to be the most popular sport in the entire world.
Right.
And, you know, I've watched World Cup for the past several, you know, iterations, and it's pretty awesome.
Like 6 World Cups, like you're like 50 or something, right?
Travis, okay, don't make me shove my foot up your hobbit ass, okay?
I didn't do it. Don't even look at it.
But
I was
watching when Italy won the World Cup four years ago.
Well, those Italia. Should we say right?
Italia.
I'm going to tell you straight up. Double dribble encouraged me.
To play basketball.
I'm serious. It did.
Double dribble.
So it wasn't. Really? It wasn't the fact that you're 7 fucking feet tall. It was the fact that you played double dribble.
People in school.
Quick question, Jeff. But did you guys have double dribble in Canada?
The game
for the NES. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you fucking retarded? Of course we did.
Okay. Here's my question. All right. In the beginning, for us, when we played the game, before every game, they played the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
So they play Star Spangled Banner. They didn't play O Canada for you guys?
No.
You guys got fucked.
There was no Canadian team.
Were there Canadian teams then? Come on.
No. Who cares? Come on.
Who cares? They only play the Canadian national anthem if you're playing in Toronto.
It's got to be realism, man.
Oh, so double dribble is going for realism. So
Hell yeah, it is, dude. I see that. I see that paused frame, like frame by frame slam dunk every time I watch.
That was like my first cutscene.
That's right, man. That's right.
Oh, man. What a great game.
You guys can't see it right now, but we're making like the slam dunk motions.
Yeah, that's right. You guys can't appreciate it.
It's horrible. We've all had a lot to drink, and it's just really bad right now.
Why aren't we live streaming this?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Okay, next time.
All right.
But for right now, Jeff's closest friend, and I would even say brother, the great Necro. 10. It says there is one game more than any other that is influenced me as a gamer.
I will stab a
bitch. Ninja Gaiden. Sorry.
What do you think, Jeff? What do you think? Give us your guess.
Final Fantasy 11.
Hentai?
Close. Metal Gear Solid.
Okay.
Really?
I remember the day that I first played it. I was over at my cousin's house and he let me play his PlayStation, and at the time I was still rocking just an N64, so I was amazed at this game.
It's amazing!
It's hard to put a finger on what exactly influenced me so much, but I have to say it was the first game where I felt it was so cinematic and epic that the story deserved paying attention to. From the opening notes of The Best Is Yet to Come, that was just the song, that plays in the opening credit sequence all the way to the final credits, I was enthralled the entire way. It was years later that I actually got a copy of it and finally got a chance to play through it. And when I did, I was amazed. The characters were so unique, and the concept of the time of sneaking around instead of fighting was amazing to me. It was also the first time that I was not ashamed to say I felt deep empathy for the characters. Two in particular being Gray Fox and Sniper Wolf. Hell yeah. Their death scenes, well, spoilers, were the first time in a game where I'd ever felt real physical emotional
Spoiler,
response
the bad
to
guys
any,
died.
To any video game.
Nice.
I remember sitting in study hall in school scribbling nonsense ideas for how cool it would be to make MGS an online game. And here we are later with MGO. Now Ninja Gaiden Black is still number one on my all-time games list, but it's still more fun. But I think it's more fun gameplay-wise. But Metal Gear Solid has by far had the biggest impact on me as a gamer. After playing Metal Gear Solid, I went on to play other stealth franchises like Splinter Cell, Hitman, and others. Heck, I even filled 2 5 Suspect notebooks front to back with an original story completely and utterly inspired by Metal Gear.
Please do not send that to us.
We love you, but really.
Everything from the music to the characters to the story and gameplay really jolted something in me. I mean, come on. Who didn't think that the Psycho Mantis boss fight was genius? The first time he read my memory card and told me that all the games I played was... I freaked out.
I don't believe. I don't believe.
I really thank Hideo Kojima for all the love and effort he put into this game. It completely changed how I viewed video games as a whole. I will always and forever have a solid snake-shaped hole in my heart. Sorry for the essay length, but I couldn't contain myself. I adore the MGS franchise.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Yeah, I'm with you all the way 100%.
And how many times have we mentioned Psycho Mantis on this podcast?
Mm-hmm. A lot. Yeah, he'll go down in history and a lot of people's like top villain. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's definitely right. Number one.
For sure.
That game in particular was like extremely inspiring to me as well. Like, you know, that was one of the first games that I really just like, oh my god, this really should be a movie.
Well, you said you used to go to the bar and come home and play with your friends and play from like
all
beginning to end, didn't
night
you?
Long. Yeah, that was a regimen. That was a ritual. Yeah, we'd play the game.
And wasn't it one of the first the like for me, I don't know like in the timeline of the PlayStation itself, but like wasn't that one of the first games that was like fully voiced, like from start to finish,
pretty much, yeah. Especially as well as it was. There were not many games that had that much effort put into them when it came to like voice acting and stuff like that.
And it's good.
Yeah. Like, it still holds up, dude. It still holds
up. The first, like.
I mean, how many people didn't like the MGS 1 flashback in MGS 4?
That was great.
I mean, that was really cool. It was really good. Spoilers. It was a really nice touch to it.
I love how you say spoilers.
Yeah, like 5 minutes after I fucking spoiled it. But
if you haven't played MGS 4 by now, fuck off. But no, seriously, there was a big Psycho Mantis reference in toward the end of Metal Gear 4.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It was nothing but a spoof, but it was just kind of like Kojima's like own paying respects to himself. It was kind of pretentious, but
we're talking about Kojima, and I'm really wondering what kind of influence he's gonna have on the new Castlevania game that's coming out.
I'm sorry, but I don't think there's much.
Zero.
I really don't think there is either, but at this point I thought the same thing. Even with the trailers, you're seeing like the typical Kojima style trailer where at the end there's something humorous,
something funny,
you know.
Yeah.
And there might be some Easter eggs here or there, but I don't think so.
I have a feeling, Jeff, that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be Easter eggs here and there where there's some like Kojima esque like items to get or like collectibles or some shit like that. So
that's fine.
I would like to hide from those Medusa heads in like a cardboard box. That would be really really cool.
That would be epic.
Yeah. So, something epic would be someone chiming in with a voicemail. Can you give it to us?
I can do that. Let me give you one right now.
All right.
Hey, what's up? How you going? This is for the question of your week. Okay.
Oh my God.
Everyone, when I say that the game that changed me the most was Kingdom Hearts. Sorry, got my phone.
What? Really?
Up then, because before Kingdom Hearts came out, I didn't play anything, you know. I'll go up and fucking rent the system every now and then if it's a long weekend. I'll take it off school, public holiday, whatever.
Is he fucking with
and,
us?
And, I'll go rent the system. But once that game came out, I actually went and bought one and started buying games. And that actually turned me into a gamer.
Wow.
And I got a second one. Second one is a weird one, though. Burnout Paradise.
Oh, cool.
Because, with you guys, wow, that, I had no idea what a fucking podcast is. Never heard of them. And all I hear while playing Burnout Paradise is the announcer saying, "Hey, check out the podcast and all this." I'm like, okay, no worries. And I have a look. And I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. I wonder what else is out there. And I found you guys. And I would never have met any of you or listened to you, and I'll probably still be
listening to bullshit
on the radio. Yeah, for that game. That came out of nowhere, huh? Anyway, I've got to go because I'm driving at the moment and I don't want to drop my phone again. Listen, I can't. My phone's locked, so I'm going to press button to unlock it. Hold on for a second. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Fuck those drunken gamers. It's about us. Yeah.
And hey, then Fluffy proceeded to go out of the car and rip someone in half.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I say...
One of those scary individuals. I would not fuck Fluffy.
Can I say that the one thing that most upsets me about me missing MGC is meeting Fluffy.
Fluffy was the shit.
Oh, dude. The greatest hugs ever.
Oh, my God.
I thought I gave good hugs. Fluffy? Takes the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a hobbit versus a giant, you know?
Okay,
what I mean?
Yeah, it's not funny.
I don't have to do it. It's already
spread. You understand. We had to talk.
Yeah, we had to talk.
Travis, I love you.
I'm
going
to have
that.
To talk with him, though.
I haven't made one single short joke all night.
Cause you, that's all right, because you made them last week.
Because, Jeff, we could be brothers. You know?
That's right.
In high school, we would have ran it.
We would have ran shit.
So, all right, it freaks me out a little bit that Fluffy is, like, really into Kingdom Hearts.
I agree. That's cool.
No,
I mean, come on.
You wouldn't expect it.
I totally picture that because, I mean, think about what he plays right
now. 2006 or something like that.
He's also into, like, iPad. I mean, he's got, like, an iPad image on his Twitter. Or is it Twitter or Facebook?
I don't think he would be into it. I mean, that...
God, I just want to hug him so bad. Fluffy, I love you.
Fluffy, we need hugs, man. That's we need you at IndusFest.
Hugs with a Z.
Hugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do the seagull to Travis, please.
No, do not. Shut up. No, seriously, like Kingdom Hearts is a great game, like for people,
yeah,
especially really. you know, 5-6 years ago, like back when the PS2 was in its, you know, is heyday to really get into games. I mean, Kingdom Hearts is because, you know, the Squaresoft, you know, characters are really, really easy to like get into and fall in love with. And then you got the Disney characters that, you know, really kind of bring people who are not necessarily into gaming into this, you know, this franchise. I would get that. You know, Fluffy seems like a Mickey Mouse guy.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I see more like a Goofy.
He also mentioned Burnout.
You mentioned Burnout Paradise. That is what got him into podcasts in general.
And led him to VG Evo and actually traveling to the States to, you know, hang out with people at like MGC and shit. So.
Yeah. Hang out with you guys.
Are you insane?
Unfortunately, not
Fluffy.
Me.
Well, yes, true. But that's a definite life-changing.
It is.
If something makes you travel across the world.
Yeah.
Across the world. I mean, seriously. That's pretty impressive. I mean, that's a big life altering moment right there.
True. Yeah, big ups. So. Cool.
What else we got, Mr. Travis?
All right, well, big ups to Vossi. He sends us an email straight from
Vossi,
the land of the goo. God,
I love that guy too.
Damn, I hate that show.
Do you know who Vossi is now? I mean,
yeah, I do.
I'm keeping that little clip that I cut out of last week's show as an outtake. I'm just letting you know.
You're holding that in your pocket.
That hell was yeah, I am. That was
Vossi.
I'll tell you after the show.
Who is totally, don't get into it now. Yeah.
Who is totally not Zavari.
No. Two different people. One wears a dress for pictures.
Exactly.
One likes them.
Who's who? I don't know. But what I do know is, Vossi says, I know you said to dig deep, but I was actually fairly easy for me to make a decision. So it didn't take me a very long time to know what I was going to write about. Back in 97, a small text-based game was released named Darkness Falls. It released for an online gaming center called Engage, and I started playing DF1 in high school and quickly became engrossed in it and its community. 2 years later, a sequel was released called Darkness Falls, Crusade.
I kind of remember this, yeah.
And it was the game responsible for this email. After a year or two, I became a volunteer on the game staff and answering help questions and basic customer service crap. And after a couple of months, I began to do event and quest design and really enjoyed the feedback loop that came from designing content and having players interact with it. After a couple of years, I ended up running the game itself, organizing the volunteers, designing and redesigning large chunks of the content,
wow,
and in general, running shop. If you ever heard of this game before, you're far from the only ones. It was actually created by Mythic Entertainment. The content, game engine, and gameplay style formed the base for Dark Age of the Camelot, and to a large extent, Warhammer Online. DFC sparked my desire for game design and content creation. I picked up PHP as a programming language to parse text logs.
Well done.
And categorize the game's data and began using it for other things in my life, such as freelance web design and other utility sites. For at least 2 years, that's how I made my living. To make my long story even shorter, I've since jumped down the rabbit hole and added Python and C sharp. Yeah, okay, it's a music thing. Okay, C sharp to my hobby list.
No, it's not a music thing. Really. It's a programming thing, but that's okay. Well,
the pound in music is sharp. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, whatever. DF and DFC have since closed down, and I now harbor the couple hundred players that inhabited it through the community forum site. And in addition, I'm currently in process of creating a similar text-based game, improving on the memory of DFC and drawing from the well of ideas on modern games and some things that I've always wanted to do. If not for DFC, I might never have chosen his path. Hope this isn't too dry for the show, and I feel strongly enough about it that it felt like a good time to share. And also, Travis, I know Leo. I guess he knows that I thought he was Vari. Right?
Well, we know that Scott can't keep his mouth shut.
He's a gabber. A son of a bitch. An ass-slapping son of a bitch. He knows.
Ass-slapping or ass-grabbing? I know he grabbed yours. So.
What's the difference?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, good email. Life-changing events. Based.
I'll show you the difference.
I like that. I can get behind that.
A lot of life-changing events. Mm-hmm. That seems to be like the common subject, like something that kind of like steered you toward where we are now as people, as gamers.
That's exactly what I was looking forward to. Yeah. When I suggested this question of the week, that's exactly what I wanted. Yeah. So, is that our last email?
That is, and that was kind of like pushing me toward what I was going to say next. Like, what for us was that situation?
Well, Travis, why don't you go first, man?
Okay. At first, this is going to sound like very cliche, but the game that got me, that changed my life to put me where I'm at now as a gamer is actually Super Mario Bros. 1 for the NES.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll tell you why. When my parents had me, my dad was like maybe 28 when the NES came out, so he bought it for himself. All right, so he bought the NES for himself, and I'm probably 8 years old right about now. So he's playing it. He's playing Mario. So we had Mario and Duck Hunt, like the majority of the country had when Nintendo came out. So when that happened, you know, we were playing the most. But I remember him beating Mario. And that was great. No, okay, good for you, Dad. Well, I'm going to start playing some games. Well, the next day, I remember the day after he beat Mario. I don't know. He went to some store and he brought home a poster that said, I Save the Princess. And it was like, it was a poster of like Mario the Princess. It had the Goombas and Bowser and a whole bunch of like Mario paraphernalia all over the poster. But that was in big words in the middle, I Save the Princess. And he went to me and he was like, yeah, I Save the Princess. So I guess this is my poster. Yeah. And I'm like,
suck it.
I'm like, I want that poster. I want that in my room really.
I'm saving
really
the princess too, bitch.
So. And like I said, as a precursor to this, like my dad raised me as an athlete. Like I was like 4 or 5 years old and he put me in the 7 to 9 year old T-ball league. Like he's like, my son is going to go out and he's going to hit the home runs and score the touchdowns and all this other stuff. And I was like, Dad, you don't know. I'm going to grow up and be really, really short and really, really slow. So let me play video games.
And a big nerd.
But yeah, exactly. He didn't know that yet. So he proposed a challenge to me. He didn't know what kind of fire he was about to spark by saying, okay, well, I guess I have this poster. I guess this is mine since I saved the princess. And I'm going to tell you, at least once a night, I would say, okay, Dad, I'm going to beat Mario. And I would play and play and play, and I would never beat it. Play and never beat it. And this went on for about, like 3 or 4 months, and I never beat Mario. And so the one time that I beat the game, I beat it. And now, throughout all this time, he never
put up. This is like, what, like a month ago?
Whatever. So throughout this time, you know, he never pimped poster. He never showed a poster again. So I beat the game, finally, and he was sitting there next to me. I was like, I beat it. Yeah, eat it. Yeah, whatever. You know, whatever, you know, eat it. Yeah, whatever 8-year-olds say.
Yeah, exactly.
So I finally beat it, and then I go to school, and then the next day I come home, and laying on the bed is the poster my dad left for me.
Badass.
I saved the princess. And it was the coolest moment. And it was at that moment right there where I was like, video games is it for me. So from birth until eight, as far as I can remember, I've always been playing outside in the dirt as an athlete, playing sports or whatever the case may be. But until then, at that moment, I was like, I'm playing video games as long as I can. And that literally molded me into a different person than I would have been if that never happened. And I love that story. Like, that is like my number one gaming story ever, 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 ever. And that's it for
me. That's pretty
cool. And I thank my dad. And it's so funny because, like, my dad, he works for Sonic too. And he's kind of like corporate, like an area supervisor. And he's one of my supervisors since he lives in the same Atlanta area. And he's always like, them video games. You and them video games. I'm like, dude, this is your fucking fault.
You did this to me.
You did this.
You
did
see this poster. See this poster.
Unfortunately,
remember that poster?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I do not have it, but he does remember the poster. And that's what counts. So. Yeah, that's my story.
Am I the only one that got the Nintendo with Duck Hunt and Gyarmite?
No, dude.
Dude, Rob the Robot, man. Rob the Robot.
Pound it.
Just making sure, dude. Just making sure.
Fucking Gyarmite.
Oh, I hated that game.
That was terrible.
I used to use the second player controller and just push the buttons, man. I didn't fucking use it.
It out. It's like, okay, magic is over.
Well, it's like
Rob, you're out the window. All right.
It's like World Class Track Meet. Once you find out you can use your knuckles.
Yeah, that's right.
I did something like that. This is great for podcasting.
Spoon.
But no. It's like a forefinger or middle finger and thumb together.
Just flick it.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Hey, Jeff, you're up next, buddy.
Cool. The only one I can think of that's like kind of like life changing is because like I've always been like on and off with video games like growing up. Like I'd go, like play a shitload of them. Then kind of go off them for like a year, come back or whatever. And this is awesome because I'm gonna play out my my Xbox card right now. And that's I guess when it was Xbox, PS2, and GameCube. I went through kind of like a little bit of a lull. I didn't really play much really. Like it's some here or there, but I wasn't really following the industry that much or whatever. And then one day went online and I was on like IGN or something. I can't remember. And Microsoft was basically announcing the 360, and I was like, hey, this is the first time ever that I'm going to have like money for like a launch system, so I'm kind of interested. And that led me to basically going on gaming websites like a lot. Like when I'm 1UP, I'd be on like GameSpot and IGN, all this stuff. And then that led me to, of course, podcast to waste time at work when I was bored, because of course I was working full time. And then that led me to forums, which then led me to 1UP forums and, you know, all that kind of good stuff, which basically gets me here now, which is the last, what? How long have we been doing this for? Almost 3 years?
Almost 3 years, yeah.
Like 8 months?
For you, maybe. Slack ass.
It's like, dude, if it wasn't for that, like, that whole thing just bringing me back. Actually, it could have been two things. Could have been either the 360 launch or the hype of that coming up with them announcing this console, or I had a boring ass job that got me to go back to gaming sites and really get into it again. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have met you guys, wouldn't have met like half like the cool people I met over the last like 3 years and shit. So like, and doing this every week, once a week.
Once a day.
Every week.
I was going to say, that's a lot of podcasting.
For three years,
what other shows
man.
Are you on, dude?
Dude, my Thursday nights used to be like, hey, let's go up to a bar and, you know, do dumb shit. Now, instead of drinking at a bar, I'm drinking at my desk.
Hell yes.
Talking about video games.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
It's not a huge life-changing difference, but I mean, it's I don't know, significant to me because I never thought it would happen, and that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about – how many times have we talked about how when we threw this together that we never thought it would end up going this long?
I said 5 episodes, I think.
Yeah.
10 maybe.
Well, Jason left after 15, so.
That's –
I couldn't take it anymore.
He was tired of Chris talking about Uncharted.
I gotta say, I've been going through episode zero and getting that stuff, you know, all edited up. And actually, Jason joked about that episode one.
No, nice.
I'm just saying, episode one.
Who knew?
Oh, good stuff.
I don't know if I have as touching of a story. I mean, it's cool that you went from like, you know, point A to point B. And
how do you not have as touching a story?
Well,
dude, I think your story is the best out of like all the ones. Like
my brother and I, my brother, my little brother. I don't want to name names because you know that'll be weird or whatever. We ran away from home. We're kind of on the run for a little while. You know, we had played Nintendo and stuff. You know, whatever, Ninja Turtles, whatnot. But we stopped at a gas station. My brother really wasn't into the video games that much, but I was busy with something, so I gave him a quarter and I had him play Double Dragon. Wouldn't you know it?
That's my other one, man.
Did he score? Bastard, did he score 50,000?
He got 50,000. Double 50, Dragon.
You got 50,000 in Double Dragon.
So I took him on the road.
New game? You didn't say there'd be a new game.
I love that movie.
No, the wizard.
I caught on like after he started talking about it for like 5 minutes. I was like, oh, I know exactly where he's going with this shit.
No, that it inadvertently shaped me, I think, into a gamer. I think it inadvertently, like the Super Mario Brothers 3, like that whole like competitive thing. Yeah, that like really got me into gaming. I think like I was like super serious about it, but
real talk.
Yeah, real talk. Even past that, I think everyone's gonna want me to say Street Fighter. That's not the game though. I've certainly had a lot of really really cool experiences surrounding Street Fighter, and it's really been my world for you know since Street Fighter 4 came out. I think, but I think one of the big things is Phantasy Star Online.
What?
Believe it or not, it's on the Dreamcast.
And this is the point right here because Jason and I both have the same game.
I think we ran parallel.
Yeah.
For a little while until we merged.
Yeah, we.
I'm drawing a diagram
on his laptop.
But no, it actually happened. Like I remember first reading about Phantasy Star Online. I had been a big Phantasy Star fan for a long time.
Yeah.
They said they were going to bring it online. I was going to be able to play with people.
And on the Dreamcast, which the was Dreamcast, at the time was the best thing ever. So.
Dial-up, awesome.
Dial-up modem. I mean, come on.
Prior to that, I had been dreaming about like MMO games. Like I thought I wrote an essay in high school about how I thought like virtual worlds were going to be like the next big thing or some shit like
that's
that.
That's deep, brother.
I'm like, yeah, it was deep. I was so full of shit.
The awesome thing, like you failed that essay and then you bring it back down and be like, I told you, bitch.
A fucking same. EverQuest. Yeah, this is like pre-EverQuest shit. I was talking about like economies and shit. Anyway, but yeah, I'm like, you know, this is the merging of, you know, Phantasy Star and, you know, this popular like, you know, MMO type thing, you know, that I really want. So yeah, immediately hopped onto that and, immediately got really, really bored with the game because, you know, it's no fun to play solo. So, and I was a little leery about playing games online. I still kind of am. So, I was real touchy about like, I knew that I needed to find some friends. Right. And here I was living in like, you know, Central Wisconsin or something like that. Cheese land. I had like one friend that I played with locally, but you know, other than that, I wanted more people to play with, so I started searching around, you know, message boards and stuff like that. I think I may have posted something on IGN as well, you know, going, you know, does anybody play Phantasy Star? I think I got directed to a place called Phantasy Star Otakus.
Yeah, PS Otakus.
PS Otakus, and I made a post there just saying, "Hey guys." Did you play the game? if so,
do you like Phantasy Star? I like Phantasy Star.
I don't. Let me ask you a few questions. Are you cool? Are you weirdos? Do you watch anime? I love anime. But yeah, they welcomed me with open arms, actually. And you know, long story short, I formed a lot of I think long term, like you know, lifelong friendships. I think from that first like initial online community. Of gamers. I'm getting to you.
That would be Jason turning and looking at his wife saying yes, that, folks, yes. For who are not there.
You didn't hear the in the background.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, speaking of lifelong friendships, you know, I mean, PS Otakus, you know, turned me on to Pocket Otaku. You've right. heard us talking about that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we were all big.
And this is where Jason and I, this is where we come into line because Jason and I have the same game on this list, and mine is Phantasy Star Online as well. And same idea. It's like I've always been into Phantasy Star. I played all four of the games. by this point. And Phantasy Star Online, I had a Dreamcast. I was working in a video game store. I was like, this is my shit right here. This is what I want. And, you know, this... See, I didn't really get as into the PS Otaku's part that Jason did. I mean, I was a member of their forum.
We humped a lot of boxes.
That's right. There was lots of box humping around there.
Lots of humping.
But I did join their forum, but I wasn't an active member. But you know, one of our mutual friends that both of us became much closer to because of Phantasy Star Online,
Felicia
and Serena. Mm-hmm.
Felicia was the go between.
Okay. For me, it was Serena. For you, it was Felicia. But they were roommates at the time, so it worked out either way.
They were the same person, really.
Yeah, they were.
For a while.
Pocket Otaku ended up happening, and Jason and I both worked on that together.
Prior to that, I actually – the guy that was administering Phantasy Star Otaku is somebody that my wife made out with. No, he was kind of bogged down with the site, and I'd made a firm decision to, I'm like, I want to help out. I really want, I was an admin on the board at this time, and I'm like, you know, I really want to help out behind the scenes. So I started learning, like, you know, HTML, PHP, shit like that. And that definitely ties into my life now, because, you know, for a long time I was doing web design and stuff like that. And so, yeah, that was an inspiration. Certainly a life-changing event, I would
Absolutely.
Say. But anyway, yeah, that led me into Pocket Otaku as well. Mm-hmm.
And Pocket Otaku led to many different friendships and relationships. For me, I will say that I always – when I look back to the way my relationship started, I don't actually say that we met online. But my wife and I did meet because of Pocket Otaku. We actually met at a convention that Pocket Otaku had an artist table at.
He totally blew her off.
Yeah, I did. Apparently, I did blow her off. But I mean, if it wasn't for, you know, Phantasy Star Online led to PS Otaku's, led to Pocket Otaku, led to Anime Week in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And that's where I met my wife. So in reality, I mean, you know, when we talked about this, when I brought this up, I was talking about indirect. And indirectly, Phantasy Star Online helped me meet my wife. And that's kind of the way I look at it. And
I have a very similar story. Yeah, Lisa was, you know, she had signed up on the board and she made out with a few of the members. And
See, I can say that my wife didn't make out with any of the members on the board.
Awesome.
Oh, man. No. All right. So yeah, she was a member there. We had met, you know, a couple times. You know, we were friends and stuff. And then, you know, we got closer later.
You're telling
on
your because, boys, hey, that Lisa, I might want to, you know, holler at that piece. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, I thought she was crazy, so I told them to steer clear. Yeah, she was. Yeah, we became friends. You know, much like, you know, with I became friends with Chris and, you know, Serena and everybody at Pocket Otaku. And there came a time in my life I needed to make a change, you know. Things were not going well where I was living and stuff.
And
you know,
it was a big change.
It was a huge, huge, huge life change. And Atlanta was calling because, you know, that's where all of my Pocket Otaku friends were. You know, I had a safety net built in, you know. I had a, you know, firm group of friends. You were so firm. Why did I use firm? That sounds really gay. Anyway. Mm.
You liked it.
Yeah. The original intent was to move to Florida, but no, I actually wanted to be close to friends. I really needed friends at the point. So just like in a support kind of way. But yeah, destination.
You moved here. You actually stayed with Serena for a few weeks.
A few weeks, yeah, before I got my own place.
Got your own place and stole my roommate. And,
yeah, sorry. Sorry. Such a good roommate.
Yeah.
It really was. But yeah, after a while, started dating Lisa. And as you all know, we're married now. And yeah, just as you said, man, it was just, you know, those little inadvertent things.
Yeah,
really stems from PSO.
And that's kind of the idea of this entire topic was just the fact that it's so funny to actually look back and see how many things have actually been affected by one event in your life. And the event of, for you, the event of playing PSO and going to PSO Takus, you know, just kind of, you know, exploded into this new branch of your life where, you know, you moved here and, you know, you met, you got closer with Serena and you and I met and, you know, and I mean, even the situation where with the job situation that you had when you started coming down here.
Yeah, true.
You know, I mean, you were having trouble with your job that you were working remotely in Wisconsin and you needed a change and, you know, we were able to figure something out.
I had the skill set because I wanted to help out with PS Otakus.
Right. Yeah. And because of the skill set that you learned there, you were able to get a job at my place.
Stay here. And marry my wife.
That's right.
And I'm supposed to show you good things come out of video games.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
And in the long run, I mean, when you look at it, I mean, you get to meet a lot of cool people, and you got to meet me.
I met a lot of good friends through that.
Yeah, I mean, we have all the cool people, and then we have you. So
it's awesome. And I'm happy for you. Did he say? I really am.
Okay, I heard something else, I think.
And you know, the other portion of this that's important is that, you know, because of PSO, Jason and I met. And if Jason and I would have never become friends, this podcast would not exist. Mm. Mm-hmm. So, Phantasy Star Online is the indirect creation, is the indirect direct creator of this podcast.
Thank you, PSO.
Yeah. I never met a single person from the internets until this, so
yeah,
I'm happy for it.
Yeah. So a lot can change with your life with one little moment, whether it be a game or something else. And, you know, before this entire story, there was a situation where I could have linked a ton of my past experiences to working at McDonald's while I was in high school, you know? So.
Oh, that McKids game was.
That's right. McKids
awesome.
Is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
In the Monopoly once a year. Ooh. That was great. I still play that bitch.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I still remember when they did,
I can't remember that McDonald's game actually not being bad. It was terrible. I can't really remember.
It was terrible, and you're crazy. So
okay, then yeah, maybe I'm thinking of a cool spot. I think cool spot was actually good.
Cool spot. What, the sprite game? That was awesome.
What about the Noid?
The 7-Up, motherfucker.
The Noid.
Oh, the Noid. I remember all that game was.
I avoid 7-Up. The Noid. Right. Okay, I avoid the Noid.
Okay, back to touching shit.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Play the music.
Touching shit.
I'm good. I mean, that's kind of, and I knew you would want to be a part of this topic because. You know, I knew that that it was a game that directly, indirectly influenced your life to be where it is now. And
it keeps coming up. It really does. Like Lisa and I were just talking about it. I'm due for maybe, hopefully, another big change in my life. So, and that's...
We're all pulling for you on that one. And that's something that we're not going to talk about right now on the show. But, you know...
Moving on.
If it actually comes up, we'll be really excited for you. We'll be,
that'll be pretty big. But anyway, that's inadvertently led to, you know, this big life change as well. And in a lot of ways, it's really kind of coming full circle.
You and I are doing this podcast because of PSO, and we're both married to the women that we're married to because of PSO.
Extremely true. Yeah, and in a lot of ways, you know, gaming, not just PSO, has really just changed my life and even saved it in a lot of cases. So, yeah, I'm happy to be a gamer.
Me too, man.
Sure that.
Another thing that I wanted to say is that, you know, I think a lot of gamers get a bad rap for, you know, being, you know, closet necros.
Ow!
What? Ouch!
I didn't
that
I'm
hurt
sorry.
Me. God, that hurt
no.
me.
Dude, I felt that man. From here.
I'm sorry, necro. You know I love you. I'm sorry, but you know what I mean. That like, you know, people that.
There's no way of backing into this without insulting him yet again. So
you're really pretty. You're very pretty.
Really
I tease that girl for like living in his mom's basement. I don't even know if he does or not, but you know what I mean.
It's, yeah.
You know,
the kind it's of a, it's a stereo. In, like a yeah, it's a stereotypical
panty
stickers. Kind of.
What?
Right.
No, I didn't say that. But no, gaming has really kind of caused me to come out of my shell and, you know, kind of join a community. And I think a lot of people, especially on VG Evo, can relate to that. You know,
true that.
Maybe they're some of their first forays, you know, into the online world, you know, have been through like VG or something similar. And they met a lot of really cool people in person, God forbid, you know.
Word.
So.
Word.
The moral of this story is come to Indusfest.
Indusfest! Come
shameless
party with us.
Plug.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
We,
that's right.
We do admire the community.
Absolutely.
Quite a bit.
Cool. I feel better.
All right. Yeah.
I feel good.
I'm good. I'm cleansed.
I'm lightened.
Are we good?
Yeah.
All right. We should move on then, I think.
All right.
Oh,
is it that time?
It is that time. I think it's time for Mr. Pistol Pete.
Right. Okay, so there's quite a few interesting games next week. Probably the biggest one is Dead Rising 2, which is,
done.
More zombie killing, now with duct
zombie
tape.
Zombie Pete, now with duct tape.
This is made by a Canadian development team, so presumably it means it has a soundtrack entirely composed by Rush.
Big Pete.
And, God.
Also on those two systems, we're getting Front Mission Evolved, which is a third-person shooter rather than a strategy game like they normally are. Though I guess it does sort of harken back to Front Mission Gun Hazard, which was a second game in the series, which was a side-scroller.
It is so not
unfortunately, the earlier reports on it seems to suggest it has some control problems.
Yes.
I.e., it controls like a third-person shooter, not like a mech game.
Peter Molyneux.
And for the PS3, we're getting Atelier Renoir, The Alchemist of Ireland. So I'm sure this will be a very standard, you know, JRPG, some item crafting, all the characters look like they're 12,
JRPP?
Whatever. And finally, on the retail front, we have Quantum Theory, which appears to be Tecmo's, attempt to make Gears of War. So if you feel the need to play a Gears clone, well, there you go. PS3 and 360 for that, or you could just wait a few weeks and play Vanquish.
Not PSP.
Right. No, there you go.
Yeah,
okay, so
right.
Downloadable titles. Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light is hitting the PS3 finally. Now, this should have also meant that the online co-op would have been enabled on the 360 version,
except
they couldn't quite get it working or something, so it's now delayed until they decide to get around to it. Meanwhile, Microsoft are kicking off yet another excuse to charge 1,200 points for everything by calling it a game feast. So the first title for that is Hydrophobia, which actually looks kind of interesting. It's, you know, a lot of water physics and stuff going on.
It does look kind of cool.
Definitely worth checking the demo on that anyway. And finally, there's some DLC of interest, and that's Borderlands 4th expansion, Claptrap's New Robot Revolution. So yeah, if you want to play more Borderlands, there you go.
God
damn it.
PSP! That is a... Oh, damn it.
Oh, you're killing me.
Too much shit, man. Too
you're
many games.
You're not going to play Borderlands. Don't even act like it's a tough decision. You're not going to play Borderlands. Keep it real. And it's fine. It's a great game. But you're not going to play it.
Want to.
All right. Let's fill in the few, like, relevant gaps. There's not actually relevant gaps.
There's something relevant.
There's not really relevant. PS3 is also getting My Sims Sky Heroes.
Keep going. We're working.
Yeah,
relevant,
I know. I'm looking for relevant. FIFA Soccer 2011, Guitar Hero, Warriors of Rock, aka Wait for Rock Band 3.
Woot.
Get
that
fit.
Game is so ridiculous. Like,
which
when
one?
I was
Warriors
Minnesota.
Warriors of Rock.
Yeah, seriously, it was ridiculous. Story mode. Yeah. Anyway.
Nah, who cares?
I don't know why they keep trying.
I don't know. Get Fit with Mel B. I don't know who Mel B is.
She's from the Spice Girls.
The chick from Spice Girls,
God.
Man. Come
Are you
on,
serious?
Man. Represent. On. Fuck.
If you want to be her lover.
So
she was the ugly one.
Ooh, I don't know.
Ist.
Which one's the ugly one?
A sporty Spice.
Rapala Pro Bass Fishing 2010. This is still all on PS3, by the way. Battle versus Chess. And apparently... I didn't know this was coming out so soon, but the Sly Collection comes out next week.
3D enabled.
I think it is.
Dynafire.
I don't give a shit that it is, but right. I think it is. Yeah.
I don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters either. All right, PS2 is getting FIFA Soccer 2011, Rapala Pro Bass Fishing 2010.
Meh.
Yeah, meh is a good good way to put that. PSP is getting the same titles. I'm not even going to go into repeating.
PSP.
360 is getting Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock, and that's about it. Besides what Pete mentioned, so we're going to move on. The Wii is getting Family Party Fitness Fun. Hell yeah!
Is that with an exclamation point?
No, but it does have a colon in between Family Party and Fitness Fun.
Honey, invite your fat mother over. I got a game.
Oh shit!
What are the other games besides Fitness Fun? That's what I wanted to know.
Samurai Warriors 3 is coming out next week for the Wii. And let's see, do we have anything else? Haunted House, which is very descriptive, and you know you want some of that. Greg Hastings Paintball 2.
Because
you know the first
Greg
one
Hastings?
Was so good,
he plays paintball
that it needed a sequel. My Sims Sky Heroes, Oops Prank Party,
yes, finally
Sid Meier's Pirates, which may be the best thing on the Wii list so far. Rapala Pro Bass Fishing 2010. Are we getting bored with this shit yet? Good, because that's it for the Wii.
The first game, and I was done.
Yeah, the DS is. I'm just gonna scroll down and look if there's anything worth mentioning.
No.
There's really not. The Final Fantasy The Four Heroes of Light official strategy guide for DS comes out next week.
I want to punch you. You're so killing bad. Me.
All right, pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
Zombies.
Yeah.
Dead Rising Dead 2.
Dead Rising 2.
That is a rental. Woot.
Fuck yeah. That. All right, so I've been playing K-Zero a lot. Mm-hmm. It was the first game that I've actually got all of the achievements for.
Really?
The first game.
Wow, that's impressive.
Is it 250? Or?
It's $5.
No.
It's 500. It's 200 points.
So there's like 14 achievement points.
14.
14
Jason got one achievement. That's
is
all
it, is it bad that I never got to kill a fucking zombie except
game.
I'm playing it?
Achievement unlocked.
Except what?
I was saying I didn't know how to get out of that fucking area, so I never got to kill anything.
Oh, that's
it was before work.
You.
I was in a rush. I'm
you
like, fuck, I just want to get out of
the
something.
You didn't try the doors or anything?
No, dude. I was walking through doors. I'm like, hey, you know what? And then it's like, oh, you got to make shit. I'm like, hey, I'm attaching this shit.
Oh, no. I got to make something fucking awesome like a spiked bat or a paddle saw.
I'm not complaining.
I understand.
Drunk Jason. I'm not complaining about the game. I'm saying I had to go to work and I was in a rush, so I never got to the point where I had to kill anything.
It sounds like you couldn't fucking figure your way out of the door.
That was more of a joke. But yes,
hey, sliding glass doors are complicated.
Yeah, they can be. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry for making fun of a zombie game.
Are you so misunderstood?
I love you, Jeff. I am. I'm just kidding.
I'm
sorry. Fuck these guys, Jeff. I got your back.
Let's hug it out.
So what else we got for pick of the week?
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I'm going with the same thing.
Dude, this fucking co-op.
Yeah. Are we all with the same? Are we all on the same page here? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Only FIFA 11.
Oh, throwing the wrench in the gear.
No, actually, FIFA 11 is supposed to be pretty fucking awesome, but I'm not buying anything next week, but if I had to pick one or the other, probably be best with Dead Rising 2.
Attaboy. Yeah.
If I was, I want Dead Rising 2, just not right away. So I got other games I need to play.
John and I will be playing that exclusively for the next 2 weeks.
Liars. That's fine. We don't want to play with
liars.
You.
Liars, you're going to be fine. Playing Fantasy Star. I know.
That's fine.
I know how it works.
Just Dead Rising 2.
Travis.
Yo.
It's your turn, brother, man. Let's get some emails, man.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Animated Fan.
What's up, Animated
Since
Fan?
Since Jason is on the show tonight.
Hey, how did you know?
I ask him a Street Fighter related question.
How did you know he was on the show?
I don't know. Maybe Jason pimped himself on Twitter.
Jason might have.
mentioned.
He might have.
I was wondering why your head looked so much larger today.
Oh.
Anyway.
Something to look forward to.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
What do you think about Yun and Yang being added to Super Street Fighter 4? Do you think that both of them will be added to the console versions through DLC? Or who else would you want to be added to Super Street Fighter 4? Sorry for the listeners that you're going to lose from all of the Street Fighter talk.
All the podcasters that are falling asleep right now.
Right. But nonetheless, looking forward to listening to the show, guys. And he also adds,
and his first.
In his first. Yeah. Dude. Woke everybody up. Good deal. Yun and Yang, complete and total third strike pandering.
And awesome.
Kind of cool. But there's other characters that share their moveset. You know, Yun and Yang, I think, were created to kind of, you know, there's a Fei Long. There's some Fei Long in there. Yes? Mm-hmm. No? Maybe
yeah,
so?
Yeah, for sure. For Yun, anyway.
Right.
Or is it anyway. Yang? Which one? Fuck, I getting them confused, but yeah.
They're both the same. No, anyway,
really?
No. I'm just kidding. But it's fan service, and that's fine in a fighting game, I think. You know, only if the characters are balanced or whatnot. It's going to be interesting to see if they're going to have their instant air dive kicks, because, you know, that's what Rufus has, and it's going to be extremely similar. Whether or not it's going to come out on consoles, I would put money on that shit. Capcom has shown that they really don't have a lot of faith in the arcade scene, so it's really surprising that they're first of all doing an arcade release. But I think their money's on the console version. My money's on that.
I think the arcade release is just a front to get people excited for a console release.
Yeah, I think it'll come out shortly after, and it has a bunch more costumes and shit too with the arcade release.
Yeah,
well, actually, the
Yeah, the costumes are going to be released as DLC on the consoles, mm-hmm. starting at the end of October, I think, something like that.
Oh, cool.
As far as characters that I would love to see, I got to go with some of the favorites. Man, Rolento, I think, would be awesome. But my all-time favorite, I think, would be Armica from Alpha 3. She would be fucking badass, and I would main her in a second.
I'm about to get thrashed for this, but I really want Skullamania.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I do, too. I would love Skullamania.
Skullamania is, like, the coolest EX character there was,
but
man.
He's
I would
EX
love...
character. He's not,
I know,
like, a Capcom
that's the problem.
Canon.
He's not a Capcom
he's
canon
Arca.
Character.
Yeah.
I would love to see Skullamania in Street Fighter again. He was my favorite character to use in EX, man. He's like, off the wall, man.
He's all, like, that fucking, you know, Power Rangers, like, Sentai shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's hilarious. Guy in a skull suit with a scarf. Fucking awesome. Yeah.
For the win.
Good stuff.
He would be awesome in there.
Cool. Well, we're going to be seeing that Street Fighter 4 stuff hitting the road soon, but we also have our buddy Indus Rhodey.
Rhodey!
Nico Kusanagi. He says, Jason asked for emails.
I did.
So here's mine.
Is that bad?
No.
Okay. Eh, whatever. It's, yeah. You know, do what you got
to do. He says, so here's mine. Greater than 3. Oh, wait, that's a heart.
That means he loves
that's
me.
A heart, right?
I love him too.
And his exclamation part. Heart! That's what he means. So I hope to hear you guys. I'm just going with the grammar. Hope to hear you guys' thoughts on Reach, man. Oh, there's another exclamation. Hope to hear your thoughts about Reach, man. The end.
So I'm already getting dirty looks, so I'm just going to sum it up real quick. I love the multiplayer shit. I haven't played much of the campaign. I also suck at Halo, but I will play it because the multiplayer is really fun.
Right.
So does that mean we're going to see you on Halo Reach around Sunday, this Sunday?
Yeah, probably, if Lisa's not playing, but she will be.
Oh, that's so. Right, yeah.
We might. Man, that is, it's killing me.
Dude, just fucking get it. For real.
I can't. I don't have Gamefly. It's a ripoff.
Speaking of Gamefly, can I bring up Netflix really quick?
Why?
Now that
not?
It's finally got a release in Canada.
Oh,
Canada.
That's right, dude. Good you got Netflix you. In
as,
Canada
as
now.
As of like yesterday.
And you fucking got a PS3 Netflix app that doesn't require a disc.
Yeah, you don't need a disc. Apparently, that's coming out like in fall for you guys, though, right?
Yeah, but from what I understand, all you have to do is make a Canadian account and go download it.
But you can
that probably means you have the Canadian content though.
Yeah. You can download the app and start it up and browse everything. But as far as watching the movies, it'll stop.
No go.
Yeah. I'm impressed by how it works. It's really easy, simple, and it's fast. But its selection right now for at least the Canadian Netflix is pretty bad. There's not a lot of stuff on there.
Shut up.
All.
Watch like, Mad Men and be the fuck
no,
quiet.
Dude, well, I will watch Mad Men. But it's like, I look at a movie, like, oh, yeah, the movie will show up. I'll be typing a movie, like, oh, shit, it's there. And then it'll show, the box art, and it'll be, not available. I'll be like, are you fucking kidding me?
That sucks.
Oh, let's try another movie. Let's try 24. Oh, here's every season of 24. Not available.
That's horrible.
So it's like looking
somebody
for
doesn't
online.
Like Canadians.
Exactly.
That'll be
fuck
fixed.
Those guys. Fuck
that just lets
guys.
Us know that in 1 month we'll have Mad Men on. Hopefully.
Well, I did the 1 month trial, and I'll see how I like it after a month. If they keep adding stuff, then hey, it's pretty damn cool.
They will add stuff. You will get more and more.
Oh, I know they will.
That's how it works.
I'm pretty sure it's all licensing shit because you can't license something for United States and then transfer it over to Canada. So I know they're just working on that. They probably just got enough out. Be like, okay, we have enough content to finally launch it. So let's go ahead and do it. So we'll see. So far, so good.
I agree.
Well, it's a step in the right direction. I'm happy.
Exactly.
I'm happy for you guys. Still, that's really frustrating.
Yeah, it'll get better though. Because at first for us, it was like, it's not that
much.
Yeah,
Netflix
was
not worth it at first for me. Because
we don't have the disc thing either. It's just pure streaming. That's it.
Which is awesome.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
Awesome.
Really
cool. That's all I'd probably use anyway.
I hate the disc based app. For the PS3.
Which is why you still use your 360, right?
I mean the disc thing isn't we can't get discs delivered to us.
Oh,
like,
we can't
get Blu-rays. Yeah, it's all streaming. You can't get a DVD or a
Blu-ray.
That'll change.
Yeah, that'll change quickly.
Yeah. They need to
you'll probably actually get a Netflix base in Toronto, in the center of the city.
That's what I'm thinking. If it's gonna go anywhere, it's gonna be Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver or something.
I was gonna say they're gonna need a shipping center.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool deal.
Cool.
Canada is a lot bigger than we are. Anyway. Just
saying. In terms of land, yeah.
Yep.
All right. We have another one from Mike. He says, hey, fellas.
Sup?
I was just wondering if you guys have ever played a demo and loved it, but never got to play the full game.
Ooh, good question.
Does that mean play the whole game through
or just
play the demo?
Play a demo and didn't
like
buy the
it.
Game.
Yeah, play a demo, like it, but then never get the game.
Oh, I know I have. I'm just.
I know I have too. I'm just trying to think of what it is.
Lost Planet.
Oh yeah,
I did buy Lost Planet.
Never played the full game. Loved the demo. Loved
nice.
It. Yeah.
Oh fuck! I know I have.
I'm just... with this one.
Pass.
Pass.
I can't think.
You're
of
passing.
It.
I mean, it's. I don't know. Fuck. I can't answer that right now.
Yeah, I don't. I don't have anything. I'll have to think about it, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I really enjoyed, where I enjoyed the demo and then didn't.
Jumping Flash 2.
There you go.
Really? Oh, yeah, Jumping Flash 2.
PlayStation Underground, baby.
Exactly. I made a game with zombies in it.
First Underground disc.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Well, you don't need the button. It was only 99 cents, dude. Come on, man.
No.
I'm talking about
what Travis said. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I don't have anything. Enslaved, because I'm not sure if I'm buying that yet. I mean, I want to buy it, but I mean, Castlevania comes out the same day.
A preemptive answer.
Preemptive answer, that's right.
All right, cool. Well, our final email, if there's not any voicemails.
There are not.
Our final email is coming from our homie, our G-Fresh Pimp Master, Confidence Man 2.
Oh, are there stats?
There are stats.
Stats!
Fucking God, I love stats.
I love stats, dude.
I listen to the show every week.
All
because
right.
Of stats.
He says, no time to
liar.
Talk. School starting.
Okay,
here's your
stats,
mega fucking awesome stats.
The last time we had stats, you were actually on the show, Jason.
Really?
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been a
long
time. Yep.
Yeah. I don't really.
He doesn't do it every
show,
he doesn't
really,
do it every
apparently.
Week.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how we know you're full of shit. Thanks for coming out, though.
We're so glad that you were once a part of Interactive Distractions. Now you don't even listen to us. It's fucking awesome.
All right. Now, this is for Indus. Episodes 134 to 139. We're back to the recent. The number of times Chris mentions Phantasy Star or Castlevania, 17.
Oh, good.
Number of times Travis mentions...
up to 17 games?
Number of times I mentioned it.
Oh, yeah.
Castlevania or Phantasy Star.
The number of times Travis mentions Call of Duty or Madden 11.
Ooh, I beat you.
Yeah. The number of times Jeff mentions God of War or Halo, 15.
I win!
Wow.
I didn't know it was a contest. The number of emails read on the show.
Everything's
now,
a contest.
Number of emails, 59.
Wow. In 5 episodes?
Yeah.
Holy crap, man.
The number of voicemails played, 22.
Damn.
Really busting it up.
That's,
nice.
Man.
That's nice.
The number of random questions asked by Aces High, 8. And the number
that's low.
The next one's going to be big because Aces did like pretty much every week for like a month and a bit.
The number of semi-random questions asked by not Aces High, 2.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Number of times Travis says, hey, 6.
Hey.
The number of times Chris says, nice.
Nice.
11.
With the points. Nice. You guys don't know, but he always points.
He always points.
Does he?
Yeah,
no, I gotta pay. I have to look out for that.
He doesn't, but
I've never noticed.
I'm just saying he does now.
The number of times Travis, the number of times Travis says, Travis has buddy, 5.
Hey, buddy.
I saw that bad. I say that name. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. The number of times anyone mentions Mountie, Wayne Gretzky, or anything that refers to Canada, 35.
What?
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Can I ask a question? Why is Moore so funny? I don't understand why that's so
hilarious.
Funny.
It's funny. Let's just say,
it's actually kind of wearing a bit thin and a little bit.
Let's just say it's funny.
Okay.
It's funny.
All right. The number of times anyone mentions the fuck you,
Super
the Jason mode, meat, or anything.
What?
Or anything.
Please don't tell me that became a catchphrase.
That refers to a Jason A. Striker catchphrase.
Oh, shit, it is.
10 A. Striker comments.
Who's been saying meat?
Meat.
It's been Jeff.
Nah, dude, I don't think
it's been me. Usually it's all about fuck you.
Yeah. There might have been like one or two meats in there.
I'm so sorry about that drunk dial the other
weekend.
Get
Jason on the show and someone, meat.
The number of quote-unquote playful jabs at other podcasts, 9.
That's it?
The number of times
good
someone says...
I'm proud of you.
They're holding back.
There's only two.
One of them is actually playing from Travis to the Goo.
So
being the bigger podcast. Some of the shit to yourself sometimes.
Those goo fuckers.
Yeah.
Guys, man.
Oh my
god. Now there's
god.
Three of them? Gosh.
They're just more gooey. It's fucking horrible, man.
So the number of times someone says Indus Fest or
Indus
the
Fest.
19.
Indus Fest.
That's it?
The deuce. Indus Fest. Well, we didn't start really pimping it till like 40.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. All right. All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
We got to break that this episode.
The number of times we had Asian listeners offended.
Oh, fuck me. 18.
7, but that's enough.
That's enough.
Definitely enough.
Now, of course, like always, we have the contents of the Indus bar. We have Jen for getting drunk at Jeff's place. Mm-hmm. We have Coke and Sailor Jerry for getting drunk at the Chinese motel.
Hell yes.
We have
Confidence Man was there for
that. We have
That's
beer.
That's awesome.
Sorry. We have beer for getting drunk at the Nexon booth at E3.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Wasn't that like 10:30 in the morning?
It was at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I had like a tequila sunrise or something like that. I'm like, that sounds like a morning thing.
It's sunrise, motherfucker.
We have
it's wake up in a glass. Fuck me up.
Chris and I seriously were getting drunk and we were like applauding at the end of the fucking trailer. Nobody else. I think we toasted them at the end.
You toasted Nexon?
I think we did.
Vindictus looked really good.
Then they gave you free alcohol. Everything's awesome.
Hey, I told you guys, man. My breakfast that morning consisted of a muffin and a beer. I mean, how do you beat that shit right there?
That's pretty awesome.
They were probably sorry when they said, oh, yeah, you guys can stop by anytime you want for a drink. I'm like,
we clean their asses out.
It's safe to say that Nexon knew their key demographic.
See muffins those guys right there? Beer. Those two guys right over there? That's who we're aiming for.
And then the last few things on the Indus bar were Kraken.
Dungeon Fighter!
Dungeon Fighter! Yeah!
The last few things on the Indus bar were Kraken, Gatorade,
ooh,
and a heaping glass of black coffee.
Yeah, there was lots of black coffee going on.
The choice quote for the Indus stats were, hey, we're here for that PSP Go. Here's my money. And here's a little loops, and why don't you give me a good little Craigslist raping?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was so worth it.
The horses beaten to death were, do the big three want World of Warcraft on the consoles?
That was a horse beaten to death?
I remember talking about that movie for like 30 seconds.
Oh, no, that was
pretty bad.
That was like an hour's worth of Jeff and I swearing at one another.
Oh, that was one of those things?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like not the last time Jason was, maybe the time before that.
Oh,
I must have tuned that out.
Actually, Chris, I don't think
you were here. I think it might have been just Travis, Jason, and myself.
Maybe.
It might have been the episode when you
was
were,
it the turducken in the butt episode?
It
might have been. Yeah. No, I wasn't there.
No, that was there for the turducken.
That wasn't there.
Yeah,
but yeah,
who knows?
Either way.
All right. Well, we have some bonus stats, guys. Some free stats for us. He's not charging us this time. This is from episode 133. The number of boner jokes 6. We got to pick that up, guys.
6 boner jokes in one episode.
The number of times.
Dude, we do not need to pick up the amount of penis jokes there are on
seriously,
this podcast.
Chris is already laughing way too hard because he loves them so much.
The number of times the word confidence was mentioned 6.
Confidence man.
What?
The number of playful jabs at other podcasts 5. And the number of times the F word was dropped.
What?
48 big ones.
Was Jason on
the
show?
That must have been one of Jason's shows.
Oh, God. I maybe have
what episode
like
was that? Episode 33? Hold
episode.
On a second. It's time for me to look this shit up.
I was drinking heavily. It happens.
Well, I know we curse a lot. So I mean,
we do kind of curse a lot.
Yeah, we do.
So
especially when we're really like excited or something, like or mad, one or the other. It's like, this fuck is going to be fucking awesome. I can't fucking wait.
Or
fuck you. Right? That's fucking bullshit. That's fucking no. You don't fucking do that.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
They're seriously looking this up right now. This is apparently.
You can tell when we're not cursing, we were.
What episode was that? Episode 33?
Oh my God, that was the Jason episode.
133 was the pre E3 episode.
Yes, it was, and Jason was on the show.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Jason, you bring out the.
I know, you both go home. You're both like, oh my God, I was at Jason's. I had to drink. I'm so sorry. I'm drunk, honey.
He's a bad influence.
Oh, I had to smoke because I was at Jason's. I know, I'm an.
Chris had to smoke.
Jason makes you feel better.
I am such a smoker,
Jason,
Travis.
I drink every Thursday no matter what, so it's not your influence, buddy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So, yeah, that's it. That's it for the...
I blame the sober guys.
That's it for two emails. I'm done.
All right, cool. I don't have any voicemails, any additional voicemails. I don't have any random questions from Aces High today. I'm very disappointed with that.
That's cool. He's too busy not eating carbs and shit, so he's probably asleep.
Hey, cavemen did not leave random questions.
I think that means it's time for question of the week.
Maybe.
I think it is. And I can't fucking wait, to be honest. I love this shit.
Yeah, I love this kind of stuff coming up. Next week, we are doing contest entries.
Easy week.
That's right. September, the contest is who would play us in IndusFest the movie. So we want cast members. We want the plot. We want all kinds of shit. Get us your entries. This is your $20 Amazon gift card question of the week.
You were giving me shit about asking for emails.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were.
Mm-hmm. Who's got the big head?
Hi, I'm Jason. I'm going to be on the show.
Wasn't my idea, just saying. But I'll go with it.
All right.
Hey, if you have a better idea for the October contest, that's fine.
You guys roll with it.
All right, cool.
Do it.
So to answer the question of the week, you can send us an email. That address is...
What if we told you, Jason, someone said Brad Pitt for you? Eh? Are you feeling better? Is that okay? No?
I don't hate our lying listeners.
Email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706...
Gary Busey.
60 oh,
I'm fucking sold. Okay, there we go.
4337.
It's like Leet.
No, it's not. Really. Sorry.
Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Goff.
That's Goff. We need to see if we can get Gary Busey on the show. I know that's impossible.
Oh, fuck me. All right. We also have a Facebook group that actually Travis has been updating lately. So, check that out as Interactive Distractions Podcast. What else? We are also on Cast Medium, so check us out there. We are under the user submitted podcasts.
That's right.
You guys have anything else before we wrap up and get the hell out of here?
You know which band I really like?
What's that?
The Proto Men.
I like the Proto Men.
They're cool.
You know what would be awesome if
never seen them live though.
You should check them out.
I think you should definitely check them out. I think we should. The next time you're in town, dude, we should definitely have you check out the Proto Man.
That's
I think
good
that's
good.
All right, we'll keep that in mind because
hey,
I'll be there
you know
soon,
what?
So.
We will set that up for you. That's what we're gonna do.
That'd be pretty awesome.
At least we'll try.
We'll try.
I appreciate
anyway.
It.
So that is our show for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. Or Cast Medium. You can leave us one there, too. So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games. Talk to you next week.